Welcome to the only show that's all about learning, music, animals, fireworks, water skis, and above all, ice cream, pizza, ninjas, getting stronger, sharks versus bears, and above all, karate!
Hello! Hello, everybody! It's the Monday podcast. The skeleton of all skeleton crews today.
Yeah.
Brandon's here. Trudy's here.
I'm here. Call me skeletal, though, after the weekend I had.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I think we all had very exhausting weekends. Lots to cover, too. Lots to go. I'm changing my name, by the way, Trudy.
To?
Mark Chen Moonves.
That's actually really cool.
I like the ring of Chen Moonves.
You need to keep it as an alter ego, possibly.
When
you do your TV gig.
I just...
Sorry. No, go ahead.
We'll get to that. Don't think I let that slide by.
What were you going to say, though?
I just like the aesthetics of the name Chen Moonves. It sounds so ludicrous.
Chen Moonves is a pretty... I like it. It's pretty hip. Does it work with Brandon?
Brandon meant... Oh, that's hard to say.
Brandon it's Chen tough. Moonves.
Tough on the ears. Trudy like Chen Moonves works.
It sounds... Brandon, however, sounds like he's raised in some sort of a like cooperative or commune. Brandon Chen Moonves.
I think Brandon's probably mad right now because he can't play the audio of where Chen Moonves comes from, but it obviously comes from... Julie Chen, the husband of Les Moonves, who's standing by her man, as we all know, because she keeps telling us. But she did her first appearance back on TV since she decided to skip out on The View.
All right.
And she was on Big Brother, and for some reason, she decided to end Big Brother like this.
I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
And everyone's like, huh? Who's that dude? Who's Julie Chen Moonves?
Hey, she's got her man's back. That's all you can really ask for.
She's
right?
Got her man's fortunes back.
Is that really? That's got to
be cynical about it, but.
But she would get half, wouldn't she?
Well, it depends on what deal she's got worked out.
He's already worth a ton of money. So, yeah, if they were to split, she would get a lot of it. And she still technically is on two shows. She's the breadwinner in that relationship.
Yeah.
So now she knows all the pressure's on her now.
On Chen Moonves?
All the power, too, is in her court.
Yeah, so. Maybe he should be less Chen Moonves.
Less Moonves Chen? See, Moonves Chen does not have the same ring as Chen Moonves. Why is she doing that? That's going to backfire in the court of public perception. It just looks dumb.
Yeah,
She's doubling down on her support of her husband, who ruined women's careers because he needed to shove their head on his dick.
Well, what does she care? She got her career, so.
I know.
She got two careers.
She really is the big winner in it all, isn't she? And I like Julie Chen Moonves.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
I can only refer to her as that. We are live in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Thank you to Zot for sponsoring us. And due to overwhelming demand and the fact that Maz can't seem to stop talking about it. Oh, by the way, I talked to Maz. He had a much better week last week.
Oh, really?
So all this moaning in the first 2 weeks of the month seems to work out.
It's a technique.
What? Huh. He's looking for pity purchases.
Squeaky wheel theory.
He can't, let's see. The fact that Maz can't stop talking about it, Zot Ford is conducting their amazing Key for Key event for a limited time. Contrary to popular belief, Maz cannot extend this forever. Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 18 or 19 Ford without spending a dime out of your own pocket. Also, their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zot Ford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. This event features a straight fob-for-fob exchange. Give them the key or fob to your vehicle, and they will give you the keys or fob to a brand-new Ford. Plus, Zot Ford
will
make your first month's payment. No hassles, zero gimmicks, no pressure, and no Saturdays from Maz. Only from our friends at DealsInTheD.com. Julie's very pumped because I'm going to get rid of that red van this week.
Still have the van, huh?
It's been parked in my driveway for over a month.
Wow. That's cool.
I love the van. It's a Ford Transit van. Everybody knows my love for Ford Transit vans, and it's got our logo on the side. But I'm going to admit that it's getting a little annoying.
Oh, can I park it in my driveway for a month?
Yes, you want to?
Okay.
Call Steve.
Yeah, cool. All right.
In his Aerosmith van.
Don't tempt him. He might make you park it in your driveway.
I will totally park it in my driveway.
The funny thing is, you will end up driving it around because it's actually kind of fun to drive a big-ass van.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I'm doing real work when I'm driving it, even though, so it's got, in the back it's got, because it's modified for real people that work, you know, plumbers, electricians, real jobs that matter. And there's nothing in it. So when I drive, you just hear the rattling of like empty metal. I'm like, I should just put some screws at least in them so it sounds even louder.
It's pretty cool when you pop it in reverse how you have a camera that's in your rear view mirror. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't that law now?
Yeah. I don't know if that's law, but you know, the one I have is in my front dashboard. But in the rear view mirror, that's even kind of better though.
Yeah, because you can't see out of the back because it's, you know, paneled up.
All right.
That looks like futuristic, beautiful stuff.
And if you can't see, you need to go to Dr. Yaldo so we can fix your eyes. Dr. Yaldo's been with us all year. We decided to check in on some of the dozens of listeners who have gone to see him, including Jason W., who says, quote, I wonder what do you think Jason W. sounds like?
I love that person.
I went after listening to the podcast over and over. I told myself, it's time to do this.
For me, it's the little things like being able to read a bullet. That's right. Jason W. is the one that's reading lots of bottles in the shower.
Great guy.
Or watch TV in bed without glasses or contacts. But the best is being able to ride my Harley with regular sunglasses instead of a prescription pair. That's the thing I noticed, not my Harley, but laying in bed, watching TV without glasses.
Yeah.
Was the best.
It's a really free feeling.
It sounds so dumb if you don't. Well, have that experience of wearing glasses, but it's huge.
I used to have contact lenses, and once you take them out, it's over. And if you really want to watch a little TV and think you'll fall asleep, then you got to, you know.
Then you wake up with that crust.
Yeah.
Could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
Plus, I had a contact roll up into my eye and went missing for like a week.
Holy God.
I did not find it.
And it was still in there?
It was still in there.
What's your eye capacity?
Apparently, there's lots of space up in that head.
You have extra ocular capacity.
It was in high school. We were playing a football game at Centerline St. Clement, and they had the worst field because it had a baseball diamond in both end zones. It was just dirt, and there's a play and a dirt all up in my face, and open my eyes and go, I can't see out of my one eye.
Holy
And didn't know why, so I just assumed my contact popped out until a week later when it actually did pop out.
Oh,
isn't that gross? So gross.
Wow.
Gross.
Robert E. tells us that deciding to get LASIK was the best decision he's ever made. I wish I could have done it years ago. The staff was great. The procedure only took minutes, and the next day I was back at work with little discomfort. Keep it stiff. Both Jason and Robert got all laser custom LASIK, the best there is, and got it from the best, Dr. Yaldo, the most experienced LASIK surgeon in Michigan. They also got the DuraMic discount, and you can too. It's the lowest price in the metro area, and the evaluation is free. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or sign up at YaldoEyeCenter.com.
I could have signed a ton of people up this weekend.
Because they couldn't see from being buzzed?
Yeah, it was either couldn't see from being buzzed or just can't see because, you know, your eyes are effed, basically, the older you get, and...
Now you did a big,
saying we were old, but
you did a big girls trip. Is that
yes,
what this was?
Big girls trip.
How many women were on this trip?
So we had
how many girls? Like, how many women and how many girls?
Hey, where are the white women at?
All women.
There's a lot of fucking trim walking around. I don't mind this joint at all.
I have to say it was like maybe 15.
Wow.
Of us.
That's a lot. It's like a WNBA team.
I know. No way did that ever break out, though.
You could add, three on three, five teams of three on three.
only if we would have all slept together, too,
hot.
In the same bed. But
I assumed you guys did in the pillow fights. And
yeah, well, nice. We did have a couple of pillow fights.
Oh, nice. All right.
but it's like a series of little cabins around this lake in Sturgis. Have you ever been to Sturgis, Michigan?
No.
I've never either.
Where is it?
It's
west side,
like on the other side of Battle Creek.
Oh,
so in around there, it's like the middle of you know, just cornfields forever, and it's weird because we were going for, of course, alcohol runs. We went into one of the alcohol stores. There's a woman working in there who might not have been, you know, particularly savvy, and so I thought I'm going to try m'lady out on her.
Oh, you did.
I was like, so. Can you give me the effing cucumber vodka? It's up there, m'lady. And I kept calling her
m'lady. Did you respond to it?
M'lady.
Too bad you didn't talk.
I think she just thought I was, you know, a curious person from downstate.
Why did you go there? It sounds like there's nothing for women to do there.
We drank tons and
it was just
ate
an excuse
tons.
To drink.
It was really just that. And there were some activities in, you know, like there was a yoga thing in the morning.
Boring. Did you go to it?
Oh.
You did?
Morning hot yoga?
I did, yeah.
Was it hot yoga?
It was hot. It was pretty hot.
Oh, but was it Bikram yoga?
Yeah.
I thought you were a lesbian.
It was outside, so it was hot because of the
sun.
What
time did you have to get up to do that?
10.
Oh, that's not bad.
9:30 or something like that.
Did all 15 get up and do it?
No, no. Oh, okay. So it was like maybe a handful of us.
I will say this about you, Trudy. You are a team player. You will.
I was there. I figure I'd go along with it.
I mean, the fact that you went was amazing, and then you participated in events. That's very admirable.
I was not in the head to go, though. I was in, like, seriously was like, I'm going to... I was really angry when I left Ask Zooves. And it mellowed out, so...
We should probably mention where Drew is and why he is not here.
Yeah, he's on his girls' weekend, too.
Yeah, pretty much. He went to Chicago this weekend, and I don't know, whenever he goes to Chicago, it's a three-day weekend.
Oh, my God. Chicago kicks ass.
He's being very cryptic about it.
You get there, and then you're like, yeah, man, I just really... It's not convenient to drive back.
No.
On this day.
I always find out when Drew goes to Chicago on Sunday when I get here and no one's here and the dogs aren't here. And I'm like, what the hell's going on around here?
I found out by... Because I actually looked at his Twitter and saw that, oh, he went to the Cubs game. He's in Chicago. Actually, he told me he wasn't going to the Michigan game, so I think maybe he probably told me and I just forgot. But I didn't ask when he was going to be back. He might actually be back by the end of the show, so if that's not a reason to listen all the way through, I don't know what is.
He may join In Progress.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's, you know what? You're right. I did see a picture. He had some great seats.
Yeah, from Evan.
Yeah. He still loves those Cubs. Are the Cubs even in it this year? I don't know.
You know what? I have no idea. I don't know what is going on in Major League Baseball because the Tigers suck. I know Boston's really, really good. That's all I know.
Hey, Doug, it's Drew. Just wanted to lay this down in message form, requesting a day off next Friday as I am going to the World Series Thursday night. The Cubs, the Cubs are 5 outs away. I shouldn't speak so soon. But I've got a ticket to the Thursday night Cubs World Series game. This is next week. So anyway, just wanted to... drop that in ASAP. I'm 5 outs too soon. I hope I don't jinx the Cubs. So I'll see you.
And then cue Bartman. But yeah, the Cubs are in first place in the entire National League. So they are.
Good for them.
Yeah. I follow the fantasy, but I don't follow the actual standings.
I know when the playoffs start, I'll be back into it. I just don't. Right now, it's all football.
Yeah, playoff baseball is great.
If he gets here, he's going to be very burnt. And Trudy's very burnt. And I am just beyond burnt. From things I did to myself.
Oh, what did you do to yourself?
Too much. Too much on my plate.
Oh. Were you?
Well, Friday is just a bunch of domestic stuff.
Oh, so you're working
yourself
to
death. That's how I'm describing domestic stuff. But then yesterday was the Michigan game, and for a lot of reasons, I didn't get out there till really late. It was a 3:30 start, and my dad went with me. I couldn't tell you last time I went with my dad, just me and my dad to a game, so it was really cool.
Good for you and your father.
It was so hot, too. Yeah. Where we sit on the east side, so the sun is just beating down. Ugh. And I felt like such a pussy because I was like, Dad, you should probably go in and cool down. He's like, nope, I'm staying here. I'm like, okay, I'm going in and cooling down. Because I was just sweating my balls off. Yeah. And he wouldn't move. And then it hit me why he wouldn't move, because he didn't want to get up and walk to go into where our seats are. There's actually an inside spread out where there's air conditioning, and he didn't want to go up the 5 steps.
Wait, he would brave heat stroke?
Yes.
Just to avoid walking and having...
And the first question my family had is, how much of the game did he sleep through?
Did he?
He finally did doze off at the end of the third quarter.
Wow.
It was a lousy game.
I would totally doze off, though, in that kind of sun. With nothing going in front of me.
And the game was boring. The crowd was dead. It was just a stupid game.
They got off to a slow start. And
I'm sitting there wondering, why am I here? I just didn't. I don't know. They play these lousy games. You just wonder.
I'm dying to show you this picture because you mentioned Doug earlier.
Oh, my God.
Somebody had a picture
Of Podell?
Doug Podell.
I would have never been able to tell you that was Doug.
I know.
What is the most striking thing in that picture to you?
Steve Costin.
You know, it's funny. I can kind of see. I can kind of see that as that's Steve.
He's kind of got the same hair.
Yeah, that's it.
Hi, Doug. Guess you got a pretty small penis.
What's the most striking thing about Podell in that picture?
He's laughing.
No, he laughed.
He does.
He laughed.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Well, I'd say the hair, but what?
Well, I think that would be the obvious thing, the giant full head of hair. But the beard.
Oh, yeah, the beard and a mustache, full mustache.
I've never seen him with a beard.
No, you're right. Yeah. Oh, my God, ever. Facial hair of any kind.
No.
Wow. We should put this up there, you know, so people
gladly
can enjoy.
Where did you get that from?
One of the chicks on our weekend was
narking him out
on that staff, on the Riff staff, way long time ago. So if
you won't say who it is.
Oh no, her name was Debbie.
Oh, okay.
She sounds hot.
So she's in between. She's winning between Steve and Doug.
Did Debbie do yoga? Debbie does yoga.
Debbie didn't do.
She didn't?
Scissor me timbers.
No, I don't think Debbie. No. No.
I'm assuming that it was
Karen.
That was Saturday.
Eileen, yes.
When it was super hot. So then I take my dad home and I was hanging out with my parents. I'm like, oh, I got to get home. Finally got home at 10 o'clock at night. Totally forgot that I'd committed to do Let It Rip this morning.
Oh. Yeah.
You forgot about that?
I did only because I was wrapped up in the Michigan thing.
Let It Rip.
And it hit me. Immediately, in full anxiety, I could not. I got up at 5 a.m. today.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I couldn't sleep. I mean, you know how I am. I hate doing it. I don't want to do it.
When did you commit?
Saturday morning around 10 o'clock.
Okay. Does that just come in like a text? Like someone's like, hey, you want to be
on TV? John, the producer over there, said, do you want to do it? My immediate reaction is, God, no. But then it's good for the show to get the name out there.
Yeah.
And I like Charlie Langdon. I like Mary Lou. But I don't, it's a weird audience. I don't know who you're talking to on Sunday morning.
Did you talk over anybody?
No, it's funny you say that. I apologize to the producer, John, because I was like, I felt like I didn't let it rip enough. That's what I said to him.
Should have just pulled one of these.
We've changed the legal profession.
Is it
the medical profession, et cetera. And what you're doing is ending
our job. Is that something
you believe?
I believe in
not by using
rights. Not by using rights.
We have so many examples that you could have listened to kind of like to prep yourself, including the infamous promo.
Let It Rip.
Do you get off on hearing Detroit's biggest power brokers all yelling simultaneously?
We're talking about the Detroit police.
If you answered yes, don't miss Fox 2's Let It Rip, Thursday nights at 10:45. Buell Perkins and a panel of Detroit's biggest blowhards discuss today's hottest issues.
You didn't mention anybody's name.
Simultaneously.
County is not going to lose those tax dollars without a fight.
You'll learn absolutely nothing on Fox 2's Let It Rip as the three rudest guests available try to outbluster one another.
You're building the wall.
Hey, great point. Whoever. Let It Rip on Fox 2. Huel Perkins tees it up Thursday nights at 10:45.
It won't stay down.
Can anyone yell louder than Fox 2 legal expert Charlie Langton?
I don't think this is good on his job resume.
Find out Thursdays at 10:45 on local TV's biggest cluster. Let It Rip.
Oh my God.
I had done Let It Rip before, and the amazing thing about doing it is that I forget how fat I am until I see Twitter comments.
Oh. People are just predisposed to
I just
be
always
mean.
Forget. It's like, oh, wow, that's right. I'm not fat. I forgot. Thank you for pointing it out. I don't know why I read them. It's mainly because Drew had a tweet out a giant picture of my face.
Excuse me.
I did appreciate getting ragged on for wearing a suit because it is weird.
You wore a suit?
It's the fifth time I'd done it. Every time I've worn a suit. And here's the best part. I didn't know what to wear, so I looked at the last time I wore a suit, and I wore the same thing in that picture, which was a baptism. I guess it was good enough for that, so I'll just wear that. But let's see some. See,
oh, look you look good. No, I think you look good.
That fat
face. That's bullshit.
Look at that neck. Where are the comments here?
You went around in a seer sucker suit.
Hang on. How does Twitter thing work?
Get a real suit, dude.
And Drew wrote, going to church after Let It Rip, apparently. Dick.
Don't wear that outfit again.
Let's see. What's who's Mark Taylor? Say? Omar the Tent Maker?
Oh.
I didn't know ties came in spandex.
Oh. Oh.
He's got more chins than a giant. Come on, that's an old one. Look how loud I have to yell.
It sounds a lot of the same person.
Don't wear that outfit again. Ty's putting up quite a fight. Put Mark on two-a-days. Must be on Max's diet dick. Three Mandy Moore's ass. He would not be my first choice. Let's see. You're doing awesome.
Somebody just put just a simple Mark.
I know.
You're doing awesome!
Was that photo taken right as he was saying, can someone please unbutton my top button? I'm getting dizzy.
Dang. I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty.
Scott Kunith making fun of my purple shirt.
Oh.
Purple's a cool shirt.
Oh, how dare you?
Kevin wrote shaved. I don't know. It was funny. Made me laugh. I'm in between sizes. Oh, yeah, nice dialogue. But, so they gave it a bunch of topics, and of course I immediately like, I have to study each one, which, why? You don't have to.
So their thing is they just let whatever fly.
They let it rip. That's it.
Yeah, I thought you were just supposed to go there with one point on a topic and then repeat it over and over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah, that is, well, like that is kind of it.
Like I told you earlier, Trudy, it's, you know, when you talk to two or three people for 2.5 hours,
yeah,
it's quite a difference to when now there's six people in 22 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't have time to really explain anything, or you just have time to let it rip.
Well, I sort of get that whole idea because of the tempo, but them talking over each other, I mean, that is just classic not knowing how to.
I know, like, it was too respectful this morning.
Yes, you were.
I also told the producer.
You're too radio.
I was thrown off by Pastor Mo's suit, because the guy on there, Pastor Mo, who does a show on AM 910, the superstation.
Oh.
I had a very beautiful plaid suit with a giant necklace.
Really?
And I was immediately intimidated by it.
Oh, no kidding.
I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Biatch!
But he was cracking me up because one of the topics, this is the whole point of me even bringing it up, was the White Boy Rick movie. And I thought it was going to be more about the White Boy Rick situation, which it wasn't because everybody agrees. It was ridiculous that he was in jail.
Yeah.
In Michigan that long, and that he's in Florida. Everyone agreed to that. So the topic was, does the movie glorify a life of crime for teenagers?
Is that, it had to be upstanding in some way. There has to be morality.
Are you saying that teenagers are going to see this and go, oh my God.
Crime is fun,
and you get life sentences. I want to break the law.
So the real people, people on Let It Rip are like breaking down the social blah, blah, blah of it. And I was just like, it's a movie. I had movies when I was a kid, and I chose not to do crime. And
oh, you mean you didn't, when you watched The Outsiders as a teenager, no. You didn't go and stab people?
I watched The Godfather. I didn't go join the mafia. It was ludicrous. But what killed me about it is Pastor Mo. Feel real kinship with Pastor Mo.
Both wore suits.
Pastor Mo was bitching about the end of the movie.
Why?
His whole take was, he doesn't care about the violence of the movie. It was just a terrible movie. And this movie is getting ripped hard.
It is.
I've seen a lot of people that like it, and then a lot of people that hate it.
Apparently, Propecia reviewed it, because the overarching thought was, who the fuck cares?
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was one version of the review that I read.
Yeah, I read a pretty scathing review from The Observer, from Rex Reed.
Rex Reed hated it. Rex Reed was not happy.
Reed is still alive?
Apparently.
Rex Reed absolutely hated it. I went and saw this flick on Friday night, and I liked it.
Yeah.
I went in there.
And you know the story inside and out.
I went in there knowing the story, so I knew kind of what was going to happen, but I enjoyed kind of watching it and seeing it unfold and kind of seeing the order, because sometimes it all gets kind of mixed around exactly what happened with him. When was he an informant? When was he dealing drugs? And this kind of started the whole thing off. To tell you the truth, prior to seeing the movie, I didn't know, like, why the hell is Matthew McConaughey the star? Why is his dad the star? I didn't really realize how much his dad was out there in the 80s during this whole process. So I thought it was really, really well acted.
Oh, boy. You got to go talk to Rex Reed then.
He didn't like the new kid who played Ricky. But
that's the other critic said the very same thing, that this person was like very, very poor actor. I don't really know because I didn't see it. You would probably have. I mean, was that apparent? Was that
no? I didn't watch it and walk out thinking, "Oh, that kid sucks." In fact, I thought he did a pretty damn good job.
You didn't think the challenge of carrying the title role has been handed to a non-professional with no previous acting experience named Richie Merritt, who gives not only the word amateur a new meaning, but who emerges replete with vivid close-ups of blackheads and ripe acne as the single most unattractive face on the screen in as many decades as I can count. That's from Rick.
Just struggling.
That's
the
one I read. Yeah.
Thick.
Wow, that was quite descriptive. But was that the one where he also said Matthew McConaughey? He looked like he'd been microwaved.
Yes,
that was the title. Someone microwaved Matthew McConaughey, and now I feel dirty.
This character that Matthew McConaughey plays definitely reminds you of True Detective. Future, like the future when he's just kind of long hair, mustache, little. Kind of
looks like he hasn't brushed his teeth for a weekend.
I learned a lot more from the story that I guess I didn't know, including the background of his father and more deep into his sister, who plays a pretty prominent role in the film.
My sister.
Bruce Dern shows up and he's kind of the comic relief, if you can call
comic
it
relief.
That. If you can call it that. Yeah, he's just the angry grandfather who lives.
Do you mean
the
barely recognizable Bruce Dern and Piper Laurie as white trash grandparents in this pack of rats?
I don't know why
according to Rex Reed.
Jesus.
I don't know why they say unrecognizable. I looked at him right away and said, "That's Bruce Dern." And I thought he played a pretty good small role. The ending, however.
That's what Pastor Mo didn't.
How does it end?
The ending.
It ends.
My new pastor, Pastor Mo.
Quick. It ends really quick. And what I mean by that is towards kind of the end of the movie there, Kristen went to use the restroom. She's pregnant. She's got to go, pretty quick.
Dump, yeah.
So she couldn't hold it in. She's got to go. She was only gone for 5 minutes, and she missed a montage that basically shoots an entire year. She came back and kind of had no idea what was going on.
Oh.
So that kind of – the ending kind of just hits you fast and – then it's all over with, and you're like, oh, shit, wow.
Is it a spoiler alert, or?
Well, we know the story.
I know, I was just being an ass.
No, I don't think that spoiled anything, because we do know the story, we kind of know what happens, but they didn't really sum up, I guess they didn't sum up exactly how that ending fell apart so quickly.
Well, I heard they filled the gaps between beatings and gunshot wounds with subplots that add up to nothing more than narrative clutter, according to Rex Reed.
My God.
I don't know. I walked away from
He wasted his time.
Liking the movie, I did enjoy it, but I had an unpleasant experience watching the movie itself.
Why?
When we walked in, first off, props to me for watching this movie to begin with, because yes. I was supposed to go watch A Simple Favor, starring Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively, about a mommy vlogger.
And, gross.
Yeah, and Kristen really wanted to see that movie. It
gross.
Was, quote-unquote, her turn.
Does it make you think a little bit less of Kristen that she wanted to go see it?
She loves chick flicks.
Oh,
and
she does.
I completely thought that it was some sort of a murder thing, like a single white female kind of thing.
It might be.
Is it?
It might be, but I don't know, and I didn't want to watch it.
No. Oh.
And so I really convinced her to see White Boy Rick based on, I have to watch it for the show on Sunday. I have to. And so
that's a good move, Brandon. I like that.
Well, I got busted first because they did put that movie, The Simple Favor, in the smallest theater at the Imagine where we live. And so I just kind of went there and said, "Oh, it's sold out, sweetie. Sorry." And then she went on there and found the seats and screenshotted it and sent it to me.
Whoa.
I got busted, but eventually she caved.
That's a good job.
She wishes you weren't such a liar.
That's a good job, Kristen.
Eventually she caved. We went to go see the movie, and immediately...
It's not a chick flick, by the way. It's a mystery thriller.
Oh,
see? Yeah. I was sort of right. But all I've seen
is the guy that did it is the guy that did Freaks and Geeks.
Who's from here?
Thriller.
Yeah.
So it's both Detroit movies. One Detroit movie over...
I think you and Chris and I should go see it. Sounds pretty good.
Do we both see it?
Right. Let's go. And Michael.
What happened in the movie? Why'd you almost get in a... You said you almost got in a fight or something?
Not really a fight, but what happened was we walked in, and the dude that was sitting next... You know, with Imagine, you pre-buy your tickets, so you already know where you're going to sit.
I hate that, but yeah.
I love it, because I'm always late to theaters, and it sucks finding two seats. So I walk in. I have seats 9 and 10. Let's go to him. Hey, the guy who's sitting in seat 11 is a complete schlub.
Oh
my God. He stinks. He's been drinking stale beer.
Oh.
We sit down, and he opens up conversation with me right away.
Oh, great.
By giving me a tutorial on how to use the recliner. This button does this. This
you didn't
button
ask?
Does that. No, I didn't ask. No, not at all. And that's when what? I discovered the smell. I was like, oh, my God. Then he starts offering us candy. Not candy that he bought at Imagine Theater.
Did you think you were children?
He got great deal at some with some candy at some dollar store. Ooh. And so he starts pulling out Milk Duds,
drug him.
Thin Mints, and he's just like, want something? And I keep
saying, they're probably half melted because they're in his pocket.
No, I don't want any of that. And periodically through the movie, I would see like candy in front of my face. He would pull candy out and offer it to me and shake it.
Oh my God.
What? Yeah.
That is the worst theater going experience ever.
Oh, it's
you don't know him.
It's not even the worst of it. The movie starts and he's the kind of guy you watch a movie with somebody.
You find a piece of candy in your pocket.
And in between every line of dialogue, he has to say something.
Oh my God.
So Matthew McConaughey would be looking at Richie Merritt and say, Ricky, what are you doing? And then the guy next to me would say, what do you think he's doing? And then white boy Rick's character would say, Dad, I thought it would help the family. And then the guy next to me would say, big mistake. And he did this.
The first
45
hilarious.
Minutes were fine or so, I would assume, because I don't remember getting that upset with him.
Uh-huh. 45 minutes.
But then the last hour, every single line, he would have something to say in between it. At some point in the middle of the movie, his phone rings really, really loud. His wife starts yelling at him.
He wasn't by himself?
No, he was with a girl who was constantly yelling at him. They were bickering about things. Every time he would offer me the candy, she would say, stop it! Stop this!
She's trying to help you, but still, she's disrupting the movie.
Oh my God, it was such an unpleasant experience. At one point, I wanted to just tell him, listen, dude, I'm sick of your commentary. But I didn't want to start a fight with a pregnant wife at White Boy Rick.
No, this is true. That would be
what a weirdo.
It was actually.
We need that guy to do movie reviews for us.
I mean, he was really nice, but I can't take the commentary in between every line. Every time a song would play,
so
there was
annoying.
A lot of like mid '80s hip hop. He knew them all, and he would sing them out loud.
Wow.
If you didn't know what happened in this movie, like if you weren't aware of the Rick Wershe story, this guy ruined it right away because. Kind of like in between those sentences, like I was telling you, in between lines, he kept saying, still in there after 30 years. Or he would say,
as though you did not know any of
it. 650 law, busted. You know, he had so many lines and it was so
maybe he was a law student.
What an asshole.
And every time I would look at Kristen, and she was laughing the whole time. She couldn't, like she heard.
Kristen was glad that you got what you deserved.
It is kind of funny.
And then, like, another 20%, only I could hear it because I was within that range. But
I want to see that movie. I want to see that.
Every line of dialogue he had to put in.
You should have started doing it back.
We would have had competing.
Just a one-up
commentary.
It was like a director's cut.
In a way, that's what it felt like. It felt like someone was kind of talking through the movie like a producer or
Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
Bad version of it.
Oh,
That wasn't the worst screening of White Boy Rick, though, because there was some drama at the red carpet screening.
Oh, really?
The one that Maz was supposed to get us in, but apparently didn't.
What happened with that?
I don't know if he tried. There was going to be a panel with the director, and when Tom was here, we said, Tom, can you get us in? And he said, sure. And then that was the last we heard of it until this popped up.
He hates telling us no, maybe. Is that it?
Oh, he doesn't like telling anybody no.
Right, yeah.
That's the problem.
But, damn it.
So at this screening, two of the people that were there were Johnny Curry, which in the real story, Johnny Curry was the big drug kingpin that Rick worked with.
The leader of the Curry Boys, and his sons were friends with Rick Wershe. That's how he got into the whole thing. There's no spoiler alert.
Johnny Curry dated, did he? I don't know if he had a kid with her or not.
I think he married.
He married. I think you're right, Brandon.
The niece of Mayor Coleman Young.
And she was more than a niece. She was kind of like a quasi-daughter to Coleman. Like he
really
took care of her. And then he went to jail, and Rick started dating her, which made a lot of people unhappy. And that's really isn't that the big story with Rick Wershe is the wrong people didn't like him.
Oh, absolutely.
So he was salted away for dating Coleman's niece?
Well, I think he was really put away for narking on some bad police officers and then being narked out by the media.
Yeah, ultimately he was put away because he was a drug dealer. But there's so many different facets and different, you know, working with law enforcement.
Well, like the guy sitting next to you is about 650. Go to Denver Life. Still in there. Yeah.
But if you know the story, even if you know it, it's worth seeing the movie. They shot it in Cleveland, but it's got that Detroit feel. They use a lot of B-roll of Detroit. And I, all in all, I thought, you know, if you live in Detroit, it's a movie you should see.
Did it look like a bombed-out landscape with inner-city filth and decay in the final stages of collapse?
Well, yeah, that's what but that's Rick the Reed, setting Rex Reed of thought. Detroit in the mid-80s.
Rex Reed only likes going to movies where everything is fabulous.
So it didn't leave you feeling desperately in need of a hot bath to wash off the dirt that rubs off just from watching it?
It's a great review.
I think he missed the point, didn't he? Because the whole point is that why is this person being kept behind bars for so long?
But that's not in the movie.
That's the thing, though. That's a lot of individuals that are upset with this movie don't realize this is a true story. This is, you know, it's very Blow-esque.
Well, as Rex Reed says, allegedly White Boy Rick is a true story. But who cares? That's how he ended it.
He ends it with that?
What an asshole. Yeah. But who cares? A lot of people care, man. Rick got...
Who cares?
Yeah, fucked.
He missed the entire point of it then.
So Johnny Curry went to the screening, which I was kind of surprised that he was there, but so was Rick's sister, Dawn Scott.
Yes.
And they're not very happy with the movie anyway because they didn't get to give their input, which I don't think that's very common anyway.
Matthew McConaughey didn't want to hear from them?
Of course not. So in the middle of the Q&A session, which Lee Thomas was leading, which included Kevin Dietz, because he's the local expert.
Yes, Dietzy.
Or White Boy
he's
Rick.
All things White Boy Rick.
Yes. And the director were there. And then all of a sudden, Rick's sister got really loud, and you hear her say, "I'm Rick's sister. How dare you have your people come to me and ask me to be quiet," she said loudly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which, I'm sorry, being a family member doesn't allow you to be loud.
No, I mean, but...
You're in a setting. Can't you act like you're supposed to act?
She's not really portrayed that well in the movie.
Well, no. Did they have her drug addiction in the movie?
Yeah, it's a major plot point.
Yeah, she was mad, too, that she was never contacted about the project. "You have not acknowledged me from day one," she yelled to the director, whose name I cannot pronounce. Jan, his first name is Jan Demange, D-E-M-A-N-G-E,
really?
Moonves. Yeah, Jan Demange Moonves.
Everybody's a Moonves.
I think he's French.
He is, yeah.
Ah, the French.
"You haven't acknowledged me from day one," she yelled to him. Well, she's in the screening, so she got some kind of acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. Lee Thomas, poor Lee, trying to regain control of the discussion for several minutes until eventually Scott moved to the lobby. She was followed by members of her party and other filmgoers who voiced agreement with her complaint. So she, whatever it was, she did have some backing there. Mm-hmm. Then Johnny Curry was also not contacted by the movie. He stayed to the end. He said the movie was okay, but didn't get his portrayal right. "As far as my part, it wasn't the real Johnny Curry," Johnny Curry said in third person.
It was a movie, as Mark
thank
said.
You. Are we looking? It's not a documentary. It's a movie. He attended with a Detroit area filmmaker, and they're working on a reality show together about Johnny Curry.
Oh, about the whole, like, the Curry boys?
Yeah, but a reality show would be now.
Right.
What are they doing now that would make anybody want to watch a reality
show?
The
only thing I've seen him do in the last 5 years is pop up in White Boy Rick documentaries, talk about White Boy Rick.
Complain about movies.
That they're in.
He should just do movie reviews with Rex Reed.
Yeah, there we go.
I definitely did not think it was as bad as a lot of people are saying. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that do say good things. There are a lot of individuals who thought that McConaughey had a great performance and that this new kid, despite,
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Despite having blackheads, did a pretty good job, too. But it was his first role. You know, kid from Baltimore.
What did he get on Rotten Tomatoes? On the thermometer?
Ooh, that's a good
one. So love.
I think that it got like a 60%.
Really? From critics or...
I'll tell you in just a moment. It got
the people.
They changed it up, didn't they?
What?
They changed up the thermometer. It got a 63% from critics and a 59% from the audience.
Oh. Huh.
And I'm not going to spoil anything, but I do think that I just think the ending kind of happens quick. Like it just the ending of the movie.
That's what my pastor
fast.
Said as well. Pastor Mo agreed.
But it's definitely worth a watch, especially this audience. You know, you, a lot of individuals have heard our interviews with Rick, and they've known the story pretty well. So it comes full circle. See the film.
I mean, well, it really, it does have, regardless of what Rex Reed thinks. It's a question that still needs an answer, and it's a mystery that we still haven't quite uncovered.
Well, it's almost like everybody just accepts that, yeah, he was fucked over by the political system, and it's crazy. Now he's finally out from Michigan, but he's down in Florida. And Rick openly admits that he didn't help himself out with the Florida case, which, you know, going by his story, he did it to save his, I think it was his sister and his mom, some jail time. So he just was like, oh, I'm locked away anyways. I might as well take the rap.
Yeah.
But when, I think he gets out in 2020, 2021 maybe.
Christmas. I think they just announced that Christmas. It would be Christmas of 2020.
Oh.
Christmas Day.
Wow. And I remember the other interview, not the one we put on Best Of, but the other interview we talked to him, he's like, I don't want to be anywhere near Michigan.
Oh, well. And I guess I can't blame him.
If you, anybody would blame him. Hey, Zot M59 Dodge Ram and Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep continue to rock the deals in the D summer clearance event. During their summer clearance event, you can lease the newly completed redesigned 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab at just $248 a month. The Ram Bighorn is the number one selling half-ton truck in Detroit, and you lease it for $248 a month at Zot M59 Dodge Ram. Did I hear someone say Jeep?
Jeep.
Well, get this. During the Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep Summer Clearance Event, you can lease a new loaded 18 Jeep Cherokee for $199 a month. This Cherokee has heated leather seats, all-wheel drive, backup camera.
Nice. Everybody
loves the backup camera. CarPlay, plus much, much more, and it can be yours for just $199 a month. Check out the ridiculous Summer Clearance Event specials and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. I think I got a
I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
I think I got a ridiculous in on Let It Rip.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We got to get that.
And I
totally ridiculous.
This is funny. I don't even remember, but I was trying to get a unpacking in as well. Because you have to respond to the tweets that people write in. And in my head, I wanted to say it. I honestly don't remember if I said it. And I'm certainly not going to watch it.
You definitely should have.
I'm not going to watch it because I don't want to be reminded how fat
you
I
say,
am.
Oh, come on. You could have. You should have at least had a sentence there where you throw out everything. The unpack, the ridiculous, the
moving
parts.
To unpack.
Yeah. It's a teaching moment.
Right. In fact, I always wish that I can do it, but of course I screwed that up for myself when I walked away from the man on the street.
Well,
I still kick myself, man, over blowing that man on the street. Yeah. All right.
Dr. Roche. What's Dr. Roche doing? What isn't he doing?
Oh.
What are we supposed to push this month? Do you know?
Because
in this packet right here, I have a bunch of pictures of Diva.
I think he probably wouldn't argue if we said Body Tight is the shit. I mean.
Yeah?
It really does tighten things up. You know, like they put a little sort of, it's called a cannula under your skin, and then the radio frequencies sort of kind of like buzzes through.
Weird.
And it irons out your, you know, fatty. Oh. Areas.
Can you do something about the neck that Twitter told me was really big?
Can neck, face, arm tight, body tight, which is, you know, like around your midriff, thighs, etc. Knees,
I'm gonna end up there in tears because of how mean Twitter was. Twitter's such a mean place.
I think that they see a lot of tears in people who go there for help.
And he turns those tears into tears of joy when you look in the mirror.
That's
Roche.
Right, especially if he gave you bigger boobs, which, Mark, you can or can't get bigger boobs, depending on what you want. The only thing you
I don't know if these puppies get any bigger.
The only thing you can't get from Dr. Roche, you and Brandon can't get Diva.
Yeah. I get vaginal rejuvenation, which he does as well.
For the ladies.
Dr. Roche is everything. Check him out on his website, DRROCHE, if you want to call him. If you don't have internet like we don't, 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110.
And if you call him... And they put you on hold? That's me.
Oh, it is?
What?
Yeah. Well, that's a reason to call right there.
That's how I know all that stuff.
I'm going to call just and ask to be placed on
hold. I did his
hold
messages.
If I email him, will I get an email response from you?
No, but I'll email you just to make you feel better.
Rejuvenation therapy? Does that?
Sure. Let's all get
hair removal.
Yep. They can take hair off whatever it is.
You do that, too.
No kidding. It's hairy. I'm going to reach out to some businesses and just kind of ask if I can be their voicemail announcer.
That's really cool,
they can't
Trudy.
Cut into that because that's my business.
Do you say this is Trudy Daniels?
No, I do. I did a couple of, you know, like special little 3-minute things on their website, and I do say I'm Trudy Daniels in that. But.
Trudy.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
But I've done this for a couple of years where I do phone trees for things like the Carpenters Union or something like
that. You do? Yin. I didn't know any of this.
Like when you call, it's like press one for that's, but I hate those people. Yin. So it's kind of a safe.
You hate yourself.
I do hate myself.
Do you say?
It's necessary.
Habla español. Preso numero dos.
Numero dos. Yeah.
You have to do that.
I did it once, but you know what? I didn't really have the pronunciation very, very, adeptly. So I asked Yolanda to do it for me.
Oh, really?
And she recorded it for me.
Yolanda Ayala.
I'm Yolanda.
Who the hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
That's pretty cool.
Damn, I want to do that.
No, that is actually.
You should say this is Trudy Daniels Moonves.
Definitely.
Larry King is standing by Julie Chen Moonves too.
He is.
Yeah, TMZ caught him on the street for the dumbest interview. If you can find it, Brandon, it might actually be worth playing.
I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
Well, all right. So what is the downside of her not standing by her man? I mean,
by
then,
not standing,
then
well,
she's being basically she's admitting that he
did something. Come on, she knows. I mean, she knows. Right. And yeah. It's not just making people vomit from him sticking his penis in their mouth. But he ruined their careers.
Yes. Oh, look at this. By the way.
Yes.
And I'm not saying she should leave him, but or any of that. Honestly, I'm really not. But when you are doing the end of Big Brother and you say Julie Chen Moonves, you're kind of throwing it in everyone's face.
You are. Yeah. You're making a huge point.
But at the same time.
You just don't get it.
If I was Moonves and I had screwed up and my entire career is now destroyed.
It's not,
I would love that
not,
my wife is
still making a paycheck.
Being so supportive of me in a way.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. She could have just said, I'm Julie Chen and moved on. And everybody would have just said that she came back and she worked. But no, now it's she came back in support of Les, who just got ousted because of this. And so, yeah, she made it a bigger deal.
She's
by
also making that show about herself, sweetheart.
That's correct. But the best thing about this Larry King video
I know
is Larry
saying, yeah.
King.
Yes.
And he is looking... Life. A little frail.
What?
So
no.
Julie Chen
shrinking.
Is backing her husband, Les.
It is
wife. After he's
she's a foot taller than him.
Sexual allegations. Do you think she's right in standing by him? And
he's his wife.
She's even using his last name for the first time. Do you think she's right
in
standing by him?
She's a stand-up girl, and she's his wife.
That's what wives should do.
I've known Les a long time. I like Les. I don't like what happened 20 years ago.
Oh, so you're friends. That's why.
I think those things, if true, were terrible. But she's his wife. What do you think?
Why do you always say that?
Oh, we would love to know your opinion.
That every single time.
I was going to ask you if he did.
She so doesn't want to answer this question.
I agree with Larry. She's his wife. If somebody had said something about Larry, I would.
You look like his caretaker.
Right. Absolutely. And that was going to be my question for you, so thanks for answering that. So,
you would stand up for me.
You would stand up for me.
Didn't he cheat on her, or was that other wives?
By Larry, no matter what.
And then she allegedly cheated on him not that long ago.
I don't know.
I love to hear that. You'd stand by Larry no matter what. Not on a
stand by your man.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Five years ago.
I love to hear that. You'd stand by Larry no matter what. Not on a
stand by your man.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Tell him the word you love him.
Wow.
Oh, she looks so uncomfortable.
You on television. You're a real beauty.
Oh, she looks so uncomfortable.
She kind of looks like she's standing there with a smile on her, pasted on her face, trying to ignore what he's saying or his voice or whatever it is. She doesn't want to hear it come out of him.
That's a couple. Those two are doing it. I mean, look at that and think of that those two people are having sex. Or at least they have fairly recently.
She is beautiful.
Oh, well, sure. Then standing next to him.
I think she's really pretty.
Still?
Yeah. Yeah. Sean King, I do.
Okay. The former football player?
No, not that one. This
the
one.
The social justice warrior, Sean King?
He's cute.
Why are there three people named Sean King that we know now?
Maybe that's a really great name to catapult yourself to some sort of fame.
Sean King. So is Peter King. There's a lot of Peter Kings.
Yeah, there are a lot of Peter
Kings. There's the SI writer. There's the
former
congressman. The gay porn star. I assume there's somebody named Peter King.
Well, by the way, if you call Peter King.
Isn't that a great gay porn name, Peter King?
If you call him, by the way, he's at training camp, remember?
Oh,
I'm at a training camp. You're going to have to call me back.
Click.
There were some other
so feeble. I mean,
Me Too-esque type stories. The big one that's dominating the news is Brett Kavanaugh, which we joked about. Nobody gives a shit about Brett Kavanaugh in the hearings and how boring they are.
Yeah.
And this might be the most interesting thing, but it, once again, it's one of those things where you can't pile it in with everything else and you have to look at it on its own and standing alone. And what it is out of the blue last week, Dianne Feinstein said, hey, there's this, I got an email from somebody. Nobody know. I can't tell you who it is or what they say, but boy, Brett Kavanaugh did some really bad stuff.
Me too.
So immediately it was like, okay, all right. What's the really bad stuff? Turns out it was in high school, and he forced himself on this woman. Well, Miss Anonymous is coming forward now, and she talked to the Washington Post.
Anonymous.
What was that? She's what?
Anonymous.
I actually forgot about that. That seems like it was 3 years ago.
I know.
It was a week ago. She's a professor at Palo Alto University.
Brilliant.
Look, I'm sure she feels something happened, but 1980, he's in high school. He's drunk.
Okay.
Not that that excuses it, but the problem I have with it is the Democrats are going to, this isn't going to change his nomination going through the Supreme Court. It's not going to flip anybody. It's a battle they're not going to win. So politically, it looks really stupid.
I feel like they should use it as blackmail. So if the confirmation is inevitable, that they should be like, okay, Kavanaugh, if you're going to try to blow up something that we care about, we're gonna tell, because there's probably other stuff that he's done, and they just hold some cards aside.
This guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Look at that guy. Brandon, you think that guy is some weird kinky sex dude?
He just looks like a standard judge or politician to me.
He does. He looks like generic white man.
Randy Decker, who used to hit on me in second grade, is what he looks like to me.
Oh,
well, me too, Randy.
I hope Randy doesn't try to get on the Supreme Court.
But he...
Don't fucking practice, Randy!
The thing that bugged me the most about it is that he put his hand over her mouth, though.
That's weird.
That's Dexter. That's
if
Dexter's
if stuff. That happened,
yeah.
In which way was it? Just a finger, like.
Well, she tried to scream for help.
You're right.
Well, here, I'll just read it.
Okay,
it could be something.
She's going public now, even though, you know, she didn't want it to go public. So I just have this feeling that Feinstein's like, you got to say something because everyone's ragging on me. Yeah.
You out of Palo Alto if you don't.
Yeah, maybe.
Anonymous.
I thought he might inadvertently kill me. Said four. That's her name. She's 51. Years old, which I'm sure she loves that that's thrown into the story. She was able to escape when Kavanaugh's classmate at Georgetown Preparatory School, Mark Judge, nice name.
Mike Judges?
Yeah, Mike Judge. Mark Judge Moonves jumped on top of them and sent them tumbling.
So why is he in there in the pile?
I don't know. Well, that's what's weird about it. She told the newspaper she ran from the room, briefly locked in the bathroom, and then fled the house where the party was taking place. So a party was going on. Mm. This was in the early 1980s. Both Kavanaugh and a friend were both, quote, stumbling drunk. Four charges that he corralled her in a bedroom during a gathering of teenagers.
Okay.
The problem is there's no way to prove if this is right or wrong.
He pinned her down, grinding his body against hers and trying to pull off her one-piece bathing suit. Hot.
One-piece bathing suit.
And the clothing she wore over it.
And then that's when she screamed, and then he put his hand over her mouth. According to her.
So he's 53 now, she's 51, so he was a couple years older than her. What was she doing hanging out with the older kids?
Oh,
Brandon, blame the victim?
I'm sorry.
Victim into the...
But once again, that's the problem. Who's right here? He says he didn't do anything. She says he did. There's no way to prove it. So it's just going to fall on whatever political line you want it to fall on.
Yeah.
And he's going to get passed through anyway.
Well, you remember... Judge Roy and everybody in Alabama was like, we don't care that he was going out with 14-year-old girls.
No.
We love him.
No.
So it'll probably...
No senator is going to change their vote.
But she actually... This is...
She's also a Democrat?
Of course, because she lives in Palo Alto. But this whole thing is also, they said, described from therapist notes from 2012. It's not so long ago that it was on her mind. And things like that can haunt you.
Oh, you know? Don't get me wrong. I'm sure she... believes what happened, and it obviously has caused her tremendous pain. However, there's no court case here.
No.
It is weird that we're only finding out about it now because, mm-hmm. and like she openly admits though, she wasn't going to do anything about it, but she was, that's what's weird and kind of hard to believe that now she's concerned because he might be a Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, really? So shouldn't you have maybe brought this up earlier? I mean, he was a federal judge. He did work in the White House 20 years. Was it 20 years ago? About 18, 17 years ago, because he worked under George W.
Yeah, but this is a job he'll always have. So,
which is stupid.
Forever and ever.
That
but always, Clarence Thomas.
Why do?
Yeah, why do we have to have
John
life?
Oliver just did a big thing on it.
Doesn't make, I mean, why do you have to be life?
We're the only country that does it. And like he pointed out, like John Oliver pointed out, you have these old people making decisions, and it made me think of the George Perlis as a trustee story. For Michigan State, and that's a horrible story where he allegedly covered up this girl's that was raped and allegedly impregnated by Dr. Nasser. You know, once again, so how do you prove it? But what's weird is I just keep thinking he's 84 and he's a trustee. That's a guy that's making decisions. And the only comment from his side has been from his son. So if a trustee can't talk, why is he a trustee?
Yeah. That's
basically
a good question.
Anybody over the age of 50 should never do anything. No. Honestly, at some age, should you hang it up? Enjoy life.
Well, now you got Ruth Bader.
Bader Ginsburg, whom we, yeah.
She wants to and she has to work forever now until the next administration, because she fears that if she leaves there'll be another conservative judge in there, and then there's really no turning back. Now you have like six of them are conservatives.
Well,
so.
Hey, if you had a job that you could never get fired from, then why would you quit? I wouldn't quit.
Well, I don't know.
Like, maybe, all right, they got to pay me no matter
you
what.
You want to enjoy your life?
Whatever condition I come to work in.
I mean, I don't want to work now when I'm 42.
That's true.
If I had the money and to retire, I would. Actually, I don't know. This is a pretty good job.
Oh, yeah. This is the best.
Drew's basement.
I don't know if it's the best.
No, it's the best. It really is. Well, okay. So
I'd rather
we get
a punter for the Lions.
Chauffeuring us to the basement.
Speaking of the Lions, the Lions are playing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's actually a close game.
I was going to say, they were getting blown out by San Francisco. They let up like a 98-yard drive in about three plays, I think.
So is that the 49ers?
Yeah. Isn't he hot?
Pretty hot compared to...
Is it Shanahan? Is that their coach? Who's their head coach?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, Garoppolo's pretty hot, too. But he dates porn stars.
Oh.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Oh.
So in Maz World, we'll give you a partial score here. To honor Tom. Oh, my God. Look at those seats right there. You see those seats?
Yeah, it seems like every single NFL stadium this year has a front row that has recliner seats. I think they give those away. Those are special. You can't purchase them.
So you'd have to have a guy next to you telling you how to operate it?
Yeah, and then in between every play, there's a guy who's explaining everything and kind of just putting in his commentary.
The chair.
Lions are down 3 with 3 minutes left.
Shit.
Isn't it better if the Lions blow a game than if they get blown out?
No, you'd rather start 1-1 instead of 0-2.
No, but
I just want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains.
I just mean, if you're going to lose the game, wouldn't you rather lose in a weird fashion than getting blown out like week one?
Well, there's another tie this week. Holy shit. Everybody's tying.
First Tubbs is not in 73.
Oh, really?
In the first. I know. Sorry.
No kidding.
Speaking of sports and then back to politics, the Seattle Storm and the WNBA are not going to go to the White House.
Oh, they choose not to. Huh?
They weren't invited yet. Trump wasn't going to invite them to the White House. He doesn't care about the WNBA.
Are any of them hot enough? To possibly
they're all beautifully strong women.
You did not walk into that.
They definitely went during Obama's.
The pastor would be very
Pastor Mo.
Pastor Mo.
But last year, the Minnesota Lynx, which apparently is a thing, they did not receive an invite from the White House after they won.
Lynx like L-Y-N-X? Or,
yes.
Or Lynx like out on the links?
No. Either one would be believable. Yeah, L-Y-N-X.
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
But I think the real news here is that the Seattle Storm won the WNBA championship like a week ago, and we're just finding out now.
It was in my prep last week.
It was, really?
Yeah, I think it got blown out. No one really took a look at it.
Aww.
Why are they saying this, though? They were never going to get invited.
I think they are always invited.
You didn't invite them last year. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
But I... Really?
I'm not going to count that, but
I'd have to stand up.
I'm seeing all these White House WNBA pictures, so I just figured it was a standard. I don't know.
I can tell you, I don't think Obama wanted to have him there, to tell you the truth.
Sure he did. He filled out the bracket and everything for the women's college.
That's really embarrassing that he did that. One thing that really bums me out Obama is that he filled out a bracket for the women's NCAA tournament. And one of the things that really bums me out about Trump is that he won't fill out a men's bracket.
Yeah.
That bothers me on both sides. Just be normal and fill out a bracket.
Just have somebody give you the picks. Yeah.
Well, you
be
know what,
normal
though?
Normal person. Both of you.
Isn't it always about, you know, like, instead of what, WWJD, isn't it WWBD, what would the base do? And
the thing is, with Trump, though, if he fills out a bracket and he's like, I want Duke to win, then Duke University has to put out a press statement saying, we don't want to win because of Trump, we hate Trump.
Oh,
they wouldn't
I'm
do
telling
that.
You, they would. Nobody would be like, we love that endorsement.
I don't think they would come out and, yeah, they wouldn't say that they love it. They wouldn't come out and shit on it. Mm. Wouldn't they? I wouldn't think so.
One of them 6'11".
me
he
too.
He doesn't like people who are taller than though. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that's why he fired what's his name, Comey.
That's right. Because he skied
taller.
Over him.
Yeah, Comey is a monster.
One of them 6'11". Soon Yi is breaking her silence
about
Woody Allen and the whole Mia Farrow and if he molested Dylan Farrow.
Oh. Woody Allen, oh, that guy is 85 pounds of pure sex.
Was anybody sitting around going, hey, what does Soon Yi have to say?
No.
I never knew that she talked at all. I just know that her stepson is busting everybody with Me Too.
Yeah, and those steely blue
her
eyes.
Her stepson, former stepbrother, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Is he older than her?
Not half-brother.
Well, stepbrother, yeah.
Stepbrother, yeah.
She was Soon Yi was adopted.
And he... Oh, that's right. He was spawn of Frank.
Because he's not. Yeah, there's no connection other than that Woody adopted her in that. I don't know. God, nice family tree. But the New York Magazine. New York Magazine, which. Was it the New Yorker that's been printing all of Ronan Farrow stuff? Yeah, so yeah. New York Magazine. That's why Soon Yi's breaking her silence to compete.
Oh, wow.
They're going to have a piece from the perspective of Soon Yi Previn Allen. She doesn't use the alien. Moonves. She was adopted by Mia Farrow, then married Woody Allen on the scale. Oh, that's right, because he never adopted her. Mia adopted her. Dylan Farrow, who, of course, you know, that's the whole argument whether or not she was molested by him, is just really pissed off about the story. Nobody knows what
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Soon Yi is telling her story for the first time, and we hope people will withhold judgment until they read the feature. That's the press release from the New York Magazine. And I can tell you right now, no, they won't, and nobody cares.
Who gives a fuck?
But I just think it's weird that she's coming out now to, I guess, defend him, of all people.
I think it's less gross as time goes on, but for me, I was grossed out by the idea of it when... She was how old?
Oh, no, that whole thing is fucked up, man. Soon Yi and Woody, no, it's all messed up.
But as time goes on, it's less gross because, you know, like, face it, it's like
think about
Larry King and Shauna or whatever her name is. They've done it, so it's been done.
Oh, I didn't even think about that aspect of it. Of course they're doing it.
Yes, they're doing
it. That's so gross. But she is going to defend him about molesting the daughter. It's just...
Yeah, she's
going to
say it didn't happen.
Is that the best person to...
No.
I don't know.
Somebody who felt competitive with you in a twisted, weird way.
Yeah. No, that's a good way to put it.
You know, Woody's really, really survived this Me Too era pretty well.
Yeah, because he makes movies that people like.
Yeah.
That's really the only reason.
I mean, people have always gave him shit even before the Me Too movement, but...
Because of Soon Yi.
I really thought that... You know, he would get slammed pretty hard given all these different individuals and these celebrities have just gone down in flames. But, you know, I think he stopped directing right now. But when he comes back with something, it's going to get lauded. People are going to applaud it. And then when he passes, it's going to be a huge deal. People are going to give him, you know, memoriams.
I don't know. Well, that of course will happen because it's Hollywood. But do you really think he can make a movie right now?
No.
I don't think so either. And it's almost like he's almost like Ronan Farrow's white whale. You know, he would love to really take him down because he's taking down all these other people.
I mean, he had a movie come out this year.
What was it?
A Rainy Day in New York.
No one saw it. No one's even heard of it.
Was it a movie or was it?
Selena Gomez was in it.
So was one of our finest actors, Jude Law.
Really?
Forgive my compromised sense of humor, but I did want to answer our host question about who Jude Law is. He's one of our finest actors, and
way to take a joke, Sean Penn.
Did you see him on Kimmel, by the way?
No.
He was on there hawking. I'm not sure what he's involved in again, but he always looks so awkward for a person who's...
Can he act like a normal person?
No, he can't act like a regular person. He can act like anything else.
Yeah, so why can't
Spicoli
he just play a role of guy being interviewed on Kimmel?
He's...
Right?
I know, he just needs to think of it that way, I think, but then he tries to be himself, and he's awkward and weird and stilted.
How long ago was this?
This was last week. And well. He has, Dr. Roche needs to roofie Sean Penn and give him, like, Botox in the middle of his forehead, because his forehead is like, it's in this permanent.
Struggling actor with a thick,
meaty
cock.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe he was distracted because he was just thinking about, how can I get to the Carolinas?
Yeah.
There's another hurricane coming. I need to save people.
I'll count on it, yeah. For sure.
Have you guys been watching all the hurricane coverage of Hurricane Flo?
Nothing else.
Are you serious?
Excuse me, Flo?
Stop laughing. It's not fun.
I cannot speed past hurricane coverage. And I feel like a bad person because, you know, all these people are dying.
You are a bad person. But then again, I don't think anybody in Ohio cared about us on, what, August 11th?
Yes, hashtag.
Never forget.
August 11th, never forget. But it's funny, too, because there's also, I don't know if anybody knows about Typhoon Manghut.
It's called Mother Nature.
What?
Typhoon Manghut.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
M-A-N-G...
Like Omarosa's name? Mangalt? Typhoon,
Mangalt, Stallworth, Moonves. But it's a typhoon that has hit China and Hong Kong. And boy, I can't stop watching those videos.
Oh, I know.
The storm will come, it will go.
But why? I mean, it's just... That seems like a... By the way, Manghut? Aren't they supposed to name after names? Is that a name?
Manghut?
M-A-N-G-K-H-U-T. Manghut.
Oh, could be a name.
Is that a popular name in the Philippines or Hong Kong or China?
Maybe.
Maybe it's like Mangut.
Will you Google it? I could have just Googled it.
I mean, maybe
it's a real name.
Maybe what is the policy on naming typhoons?
Well,
they're just
hurricanes.
Yeah, but do they do that there? Or maybe just like...
Everybody knows Flo. I mean, she sells Progressive Insurance.
Well, here's the internet telling us how to pronounce it.
Oh, good.
Mangkut. Must be a Thailand name, because we all know that they like to fool us with Bangkok and fuck
true.
It.
Mangkut.
Does it say if that's a real name? Like somebody, like that's a
who
name?
Who the fuck was that?
How do you pronounce it? Mangkut? Cunt?
Mangkut.
Are there a bunch of little Mangkuts running around Thailand?
Yes.
It's just funny. People are... They have way more deaths than Flo, and no one cares.
Oh, I know. I hear your point.
It's there, which is fine. I don't really care because it's there.
I, you know what, though? I would never believe them if I lived down there either, because they always say they're not going to come in and rescue you, and then that's all they'll talk about is how many people they rescued. Where are the stories about them not rescuing people? Because I told you so.
Thank you. That's what they should be doing in those boats as they drive by. Save me. Nope, we told you to leave. You wouldn't leave.
Sorry. Bye.
I'm going to go save someone that needs saving.
Screw the typhoon.
That is true.
I am the only dude allowed to speak computer voice.
Hawk is pissed. Well, Hawk, why don't you just say the name then?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you tell us how to pronounce it, Hawk? And I guarantee you have
brainiac.
A different pronunciation.
Mangkut, bitch.
Okay, Mangkut. God, that's really funny. Like you say, Trill, I'm thinking of is all those people that stayed and needed to be rescued because you were told to leave.
Yeah. And I don't know how hard it is to get away from there, but can't you just drive away?
Well,
just drive
you
away.
You could have if you left on time.
Yes.
There was a story
don't
about.
Play games with it, get out of its way.
may be as big as they've seen.
Everything is so great. Right.
People are trying to return to Wilmington already. Oh, don't. There's nothing here. There's no power. There's tons of water. One of the guys this morning who didn't leave was like, well, where are we supposed to go? He's like, sleep out of our car. And then they cut forward a little bit, and he's leaving to go sleep in his car because the water's getting too close. Guy's no forward thinking whatsoever.
A tree is going to fall on him. Well, you know what? They did interview some people, and I felt bad for some of these people who are like, we don't have any relatives. We don't have money to do this.
Yeah.
And we don't have the wherewithal to get out. Now, I felt bad
for
them.
Your life is at risk.
I know.
You've got to do something. Somebody will help you get out.
I thought that, too. But I also thought in Katrina, some of those people who were leaving in their big-ass SUVs should have had a couple people, riding with them, whether they knew them or not.
Don't they have a Superdome in Carolina?
Well, yes, but
wherever the
what I mean, I don't, I was trying that to was think a of disaster, the, but what I mean is, isn't there some shelter they could have gone
to?
Yeah,
there's got to be. North Carolina's like, isn't it rich from tobacco? The tobacco people have some big giant shrine, right?
The cigarette dome. No, I mean, there's got to be some place for them to go. The true winner, though, is Mike Seidel from the Weather Channel.
Oh, busted.
Did you see his video?
No, I didn't.
He, of course, is doing what the news just gets off on sending people and watching they're doing it because we like watching
it. Of course.
We like watching, Al Roker get blown around or Ginger Z or whomever. But Mike Seidel, who is really a really energetic guy on the Weather Channel, was doing a report. Oh, there it is. And see him fighting and struggling against the wind.
Great audio, I know.
I know, the guy taped up his TV. And in the background are two guys just strolling, walking along.
He's faking it?
He is faking it. However, the Weather Channel has released a statement about it. Did you see the statement, Brandon?
No, I didn't. Are they defending this?
It is important to note that the two individuals in the background are walking on concrete. And Mike Seidel is trying to maintain his footing on wet grass after reporting on air until 1 a.m. in the morning and is undoubtedly exhausted.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
He definitely played that up.
Of course he did. And they don't have a problem with it, which that's fake news.
Hey, picking it up here.
It doesn't even
in
look
Wilmington,
like
North Carolina, right at the Intracoastal, and we're in one of these bands.
They
this
are walking with their hands in their pockets. One of them's like looking at his like phone, like it's no big
and
deal.
The eyewall, this morning we were not on TV.
There's
it was
no
a
struggle.
Dark and raucous night at the hotel.
What a faker!
And this wind.
Look at the grass in the background. There's a patch of grass.
Yeah,
it's blowing,
barely.
Yeah.
Does it have to be that dramatic? That right there fuels
fake
news.
Yeah. Why don't just do it in front of a green screen?
Yeah.
Fake news. You are fake news.
like John Oliver and all the other guys from, what show do they use?
The Daily Show.
The Daily Show used to do a bit about how that stuff is so
fake. Why send somebody?
Yeah.
You're a phony.
Yeah, that's insane. It kind of reminds you of the Today Show canoe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Today Show canoe. That's hilarious.
As more rain continues to fall today,
who was
NBC
the reporter?
NBC's Michelle Kaczynski, I guess she's in the canoe, is in Wayne, New Jersey this morning.
Hey,
Michelle, good morning to you.
In a canoe,
good
reporting
morning.
In a canoe.
Good morning. Well, obviously, we're getting a nice break from the rain, but not the flooding.
And here comes the dude walking.
And waders.
But
it's up to
it
what, his ankles?
In yesterday through the streets. And it's
they
really
never thought they were
going to
get caught.
A canoe
caught them.
When you're out in
that's
it.
Embarrassing.
It is. Why would you want to fake something? I mean, it adds the dramatic effect, yes, but you're not telling the right story.
Well, I think with Hurricane Flo, it got downgraded to a 2 before it made landfall. And it's been bad. Nobody can doubt that. But they built it up like they often do, this monster Cat 5. So I don't know. Maybe they feel like they have to live up to the hype.
Get out of its way.
It's insane. Because how many deaths are there?
Oh, there's a few.
5? Are there more than that? 15? I don't know. Ask Trump. He'll know. Man.
Yeah, he'll know.
Let's see. 17 dead, including 11 in North Carolina.
Is that from the hurricane?
I assume.
Or is that someone that had a heart attack? That, once again, is another political thing that means nothing. Really doesn't mean anything other than that he's very stubborn. Mm-hmm. Because He doesn't want to admit that Hurricane Maria was that bad.
Maria!
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
But I know what he's saying. When he
left,
there were only like 30 people dead from the hurricane, from the actual event. But as we learned, everybody learned this from Katrina, that it's not the hurricane, it's the storm surge afterwards.
Yes, that's bad.
And it cuts off people's power, and then they die because they don't have the access.
And exactly, the access, which is, I think, legitimately death from the storm if you die because your oxygen in your nursing home is gone because there's a power outage and no one can save you.
So now we're splitting hairs over the precise thing that killed them, which, who cares? They're in dire straits down there.
Yeah, well.
Still.
Yeah, I don't know why you have to argue a death toll to begin with, because exactly, no one's really going to win there. The individuals who died maybe because of other circumstances that surround Hurricane Maria, their family members aren't going to be happy about that. And
no, he doesn't want it'd be a black mark because he talked about how great it was.
Well, I don't think that people dying in a hurricane is necessarily a black mark.
Well,
help Mother Nature sometimes.
A lot of people felt that the response could have been, remember when it was going on, that they could have had a better response, but because it's
called Mother Nature.
Because it's Puerto Rico, that there wasn't as good of a response. I don't think that was necessarily out of racism. I think it was out of the fact that it's Puerto Rico and that they're American citizens living in a country that's also a territory that's in this weird spot.
It's a complicated thing.
What do you think about the looting that's going on right now? Because there's been a lot of reports lately in the last...
How do looters manage to like, they stick in there. They don't get blown or...
Why are you looting a dollar store?
That's right.
Yeah, they arrested five people.
That was my first
aim higher.
Thought. Yeah, it's a dollar store.
Arrested five people for looting the dollar store, and then the dozens other, they're caught on camera, so they're trying to find those individuals.
But aren't there any expensive stores in North Carolina?
It's kind of the point. But
that's it.
Aren't they looting for supplies as opposed to, you know, Jordans or flat screen TVs?
For the most part, what I saw coming out of there was beverages and you know, waters, and saw a lot
supplies
of Gatorades. But you do see the occasional, you know, item that really has nothing to do with a hurricane or surviving a hurricane. But
you know.
But, you know,
added value.
And additionally, though, I mean, when are we able to loot legally? You know?
People love free stuff.
But when is it okay to be like, all right, if we were here in Rochester Hills, is all of a sudden flooded, and I needed to get some water, would I break in and steal something, or would I try to find another way? I'm not sure what I would do.
I don't know, Jean Valjean, what would you do? It's a reference for like one person.
The fuck is that?
What is the reference?
I don't know.
Jean Valjean.
Jean?
It just sounded cool.
Ah, the French.
Jean Valjean Moonves.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia answered the entire question. If you want to find out more about whether looting or actually survival, then you should watch that episode. It's easy enough.
I forgot.
Is it last year, last season, or the season before that? Maybe season
it's pretty
two.
Recent. That's a good scene. Well, since Drew isn't here, I'm just going to bring out the Hulk Drew stories that would really bring him out.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know one that would.
Which one? Go ahead and start.
It's the one that I threw into the prep there.
I didn't read it.
The only thing I put in there was Hulk Drew alert, and it just said read the headline and move on. It was about the sexism of the new iPhone.
Oh, this is fucking ludicrous.
So they're calling the new iPhone sexist because it doesn't fit the hands of women, apparently.
Or Brandon.
Hey, shut up. I got hit pretty hard with that.
I know, Trudy, you got a giant phone and your hands fit it.
It fits in my hand. It's not when, you know, like your phone is really compact.
That's all I need.
It's kind of cool.
Anything bigger.
Because your thumbs and your fingers will fit all the way over the screen to do whatever you want. This one, you have to, like, it's a two-hand job sometimes.
Well, that's what people are.
Yeah, two-hand job.
That's what.
Women are forced to do a two-hand job.
That's what your species is very upset about.
We're good at it, though.
It's very sexist because, after all, there's no women in the upper management of Apple, so they don't ever think about women. You know, fine. Then don't buy the fucking iPhone.
Yeah.
Why the hell does everything have to be labeled? Does everything have to be painted something? It can't just be the new phone. We've seen the evolution of phones. They were big, then they went small, and then they got big again.
You know, when I was getting my last iPhone, they have a bigger version of this. And I said to the lady there, I said, I don't want that because I carry my phone around in my pocket. I don't want an iPad mini in my pocket.
Right.
And she goes, oh, I have it because I have a purse. So if anything, it's sexist when it's bigger because you have to have a purse to carry the thing around.
Yeah, it doesn't fit in your pocket too. As well.
No, so that's sexist. They want to play that game.
It's ingenious because they hooked up with purse makers. Because that's all they sell now, too, are those
the
little
Apple purse.
It created a whole line of purses that are specifically for your cell phone.
And I'll tell you what, I've had to buy a lot of things for the baby recently, a new stroller. You know, we had to get, we got a bag or whatever for diapers and stuff like that. And each one of those things comes with a specific cell phone holder and even an MP3 holder. So, yeah.
Ooh. And a charger, probably, right? Has to have some sort of charging port.
I haven't seen
you can get a stroller that charges your phone.
I bet.
Because of the most you can.
Oh, really?
They're expensive as shit. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Because God knows you'd rather be on your phone than taking care of your kid.
Of course. Wouldn't we all? I have a Florida story, too, while you're at it, but go ahead with your...
Well, here's the rest of the Apple story. Numerous women have directed criticism, which when they say numerous, I'm wondering, are these like 4 people on Twitter?
Like 10.
Because I don't know how a inanimate object like that can be sexist. let's see, the iPhone XS, which I don't even know what that means. I don't know what the numbers mean, where we're at anymore. 5.8 inch screen. I don't even know how big that is, but the largest one is 6.5 inches. It's their largest iPhone.
More than 7 inches.
Zeynep Tufekci.
Who's that?
She is very upset. She's also a
not a real person.
She's also a professor at the University of North Carolina.
Oh.
Which I feel like some of the people in academia maybe just have too much time on their hands, but she wrote, "Welcome to the big screens, says Apple, and women like me with small hands who need the most secure phone for safety reasons are stuck with something they can't hold and constantly risk dropping. Company that designs $5 billion headquarters without a child care center for the win." Huh?
Boo-hoo.
What? So, is she really just mad because Apple's new headquarters doesn't have a child care center? Which, how many big corporations have child care centers? I know some do. Is that something you... I know Vivid Video does.
I was going to say, that was my choice.
But are you supposed to?
They care about it.
Is that what she's mad about?
And they do care about hand sizes and things like that at Vivid as well.
Yes, they do. Small hands are good there because everything looks big. Women like me with small hands who need them... Why does she need the most secure phone for safety reasons? Who's trying to break into a professor at the University of North Carolina's phone?
Well, who's to say that's the most secure one, either?
Well, it's Apple. They're known for security.
They're known for security, but, you know, I mean...
Why are you women dropping phones with your small hands?
I don't know. I did, though. When I was at the boat races with G, I dropped my phone because I was having heat stroke.
That's because you had jeans on, and it was 90 out.
I know.
The whole number.
Are you okay?
The even stupider part was I had jeans that had no pockets in them because they were actually, like, jeans, stretchy
jeans. Are they
jeggings? Jeggings.
Whatever happened to jeggings?
They're still out there.
You don't ever see jeggings anymore.
You don't know.
You think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys?
I had a moment of, oh, my God, I'm really old this weekend when I was at the Michigan game.
Oh, what happened?
I was looking at the students, and I'm like, why are they dressed that way?
Why are they... What
the fashion of on college.
What is it?
It's those really high-waisted,
high-waist,
baggy shorts.
Oh, yeah.
And then apparently just some kind of tube top.
The fashion.
And it does not look good. Because, I mean, I know they're not trying to impress me, the creepy father of two girls. But I just look at it and go, really? That's the look?
Well, when I was a kid, there were JNCO jeans that, you know, those huge, massive jeans that you would wear that look utterly ridiculous now. But that was the style then. I also kind of grew up in that era where you had wheels in your shoes, and so you could...
Well, that's just cool.
Wheelies were great.
Wheelies were cool, but then all of a sudden, they weren't cool anymore. I think it was when Dane Cook showed up on on some movie, and he was doing it, and everybody's like, oh, Dane Cook's doing them? Fuck.
Yeah. Dane Cook has ruined more things than millennials.
Now he's trying to ruin a Gen Zer.
Yeah.
Because she's dating a really young
She is ruined if she's with him.
I don't know, fashion evolves, and then it kind of comes back. You know, the bell-bottoms were there for a while in the 70s, and they went away, but then they came back very briefly.
And then I saw two...
I like bell-bottoms, though. I like that phenomenon.
Do you really?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of fun. I mean, I didn't wear the giant bells when that didn't come back, but...
No.
Just a moderate flare, that looked cool for a
while. Boot cut?
Boot cut, I didn't...
Is that something?
Like, no. Yeah, boot cut is something.
But... And then I saw, like, a couple that was in college. they were all over each other, and I was just like, gross. And then I'm like, wait, that would have been kind of hot if I was that age. But now I'm like, you're too young. You're too young. Back in my day. I'm like, what is that? What is happening to me?
See these JNCO jeans here? This is the shit that I used to wear when I was in eighth grade. Yeah. Because they were cool if you skateboarded. But then they always kind of got in your way. But they were cool.
No, the weird thing about that is that skateboarding went from that to guys wearing
skin tight
ones because it didn't interfere in any way.
So ridiculous.
Is there a picture of you wearing those?
I don't think so. I would have been in eighth grade. That was that was a bad year for me because I was gaining weight, but I was not growing tall, and so I got really fat, and I didn't know what to do with my hair, so it was kind of parted down the middle and really long to my shoulders. I looked like a weirdo, and then that summer before ninth grade, I grew like a foot and a half.
Hey.
I got six packs. Yeah, you know.
Six packs? Hey.
Six pack.
Okay, note to Kristen, we need both of these pictures.
Package got huge. everything changed that summer.
If we open up the Hall Financial Hotline, which we might, there's a story, speaking of fashion, there's a story of a teacher, an artist teacher. What she teach? Do you remember, Brandon?
Oh, no,
I don't. An artist.
She's the art teacher or just an artist?
Yeah, I was going to say art teacher, but it had a more ridiculous name than that. But she's wearing the same dress every day for school.
Ew. Nasty.
Exactly. Hitler painted. John Wayne Gacy painted. It's a good, solid hobby.
She's doing it because the fashion industry is a huge polluter. It's very wasteful. And for what? So we can look good every day? Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's why they call it that.
She's going to wear the same dress every day. And she's a middle school teacher. So do you think that lesson might be lost on them?
Yeah.
They're going to care. They're going to go, why is Miss Mooney Moonves, her name's Mooney, why is Miss Mooney wearing the same dress every day? Gross. And then they'll laugh about her for the rest of their lives.
Yeah,
do you know how much is this dress worth?
Even when they grow up, that'll be the example of some.
Of course, the devil's always in the details, too, because she has a second dress, which, once again, if you have two dresses, why don't you buy two different ones?
Right.
You know, because you're trying to prove a point and make it all about yourself.
That's true.
But no.
And then she says she washes the dress, so she's washing them at least every other day, meaning she's probably wasting a lot more water and electricity.
Because going back in eighth grade, I knew a dude who he only had two shirts because his family was a little, you know, they were a little poor. But he had a black Taz shirt and a gray Taz shirt, but he alternated them, and he never wore two black Taz shirts.
Yeah. Buy another one.
Yeah, that fashion sense.
But Brandon found their number, so maybe we'll open up the Hall Financial Hotline because they are a big supporter of our podcast and the best place to get a mortgage. If you're buying a home, consider refinancing. Want to take some cash out of the home you're in now or anything to do with a home loan, contact our friend David Hall. All he cares about is client service. He's obsessed with 5-star reviews. He's so focused on it, that's the only company goal. Maybe not. But click on the Hall Financial logo. It's on our website, Drew and Mike Podcast or DrewandMikeShow.com. You can fill out an online form. There's no obligation to have your questions answered by David himself or one of his team members. You'll never be handed off to those horrible, pushy salespeople. Remember, just go to our website, click the link to Hall Financial. It's a link just for Drew and Mike listeners. Or if you don't have internet like us, you can call 248-308-5000. Make sure to say Drew and Mike sent you. And, see what they can do for you, too. The loans, you never know. Can lower your payment. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker lender, NMLS number 1467435, an equal housing lender. And if you're looking at saving money or doing the right thing with your money, contact our buddy Luke Nowacki. Whether you have $11 trillion or $3 or something in change saved up, it's important to have a plan in place while saving for retirement. Some people may believe that it's never been worse. But the truth is, there's never a bad time to reanalyze your current plan to achieve the retirement that you want. So if you're like 84 and a trustee and it's time to hang it up, or maybe a Supreme Court justice and time to hang it up, you can call someone like Luke Nowacki. 248-663-4748 for a no-obligation review of your financial strategy.
Great investments. Great. A lot of death and blood and money.
248-663-4748. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Signature Investors, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor, 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 48034. If you want to mail them, because you don't have internet.
Welcome back from commercials.
So did you see the story about the guy that was trying to bake cookies on his George Foreman grill?
Oh, and he burnt down his house?
No, he didn't burn down his house. He almost did, though. And
why wouldn't that work?
We had actual audio of that.
Oh, really?
I'll bring the cookies.
But then he got drunk.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Hey, wait, you can't bake on a George Foreman. Of course it wouldn't work.
No.
It's a grill. It's not an oven.
And wouldn't it all run down the front?
Yeah, he's just making like cookie pancakes.
Sound delicious. They were called to his house in Niceville, Florida.
It's probably a dump.
Probably. And he was trying to bake cookies on this George Foreman grill.
Nice.
When they called the Niceville Police Department because there was smoke coming from his home.
Nice.
They walked up and he was naked when he entered the door. Nothing unusual.
Well, why wouldn't
it's
he be?
It's Florida.
Yeah. It's that Florida's so fucked up.
And he just opens the door and goes, I'm sorry, and then closes the door.
What?
That was the firefighters. And then when the police got there, they made him open the door, of course. And then they knocked and he answered and he like left the door open and just walked back into the kitchen where the fire was.
I've seen this guy naked from head to toe.
He had to take care of some things.
They said he had tried to put it out with a dry towel. So that made it worse.
Oh, what a moron.
Drinking 2 liters of vodka and smoking weed. So
2 liters?
Yeah, 2 liters of vodka.
Wow, I went from...
it's a party.
I went from laughing at him to being horribly impressed.
That's a ton of booze.
And weed, which amplifies it to the 10th power.
The weed's fine.
There's a lady, speaking of cops showing up to your house, there was a lady in Kentucky who released her bowels on a cop that showed up to her house. A Livingston woman. This is in Kentucky.
Kentucky!
She was arrested Friday morning on theft charges. And it got worse because, according to the arrest citation, while being taken into custody, 26-year-old, by the way.
Ooh.
And she's not that unattractive, but she intentionally released her bowels in an upward motion and with purposeful direction at the deputy, causing said bodily waste to land on his... face, arms, and legs.
Ah! Oh, she could torpedo poo?
Yeah, once again, kind of impressive.
I don't know if you heard, but I just took a pretty aggressive dump.
She allowed police into her house when they showed up to arrest her, but she immediately locked herself in a bathroom.
Oh, yeah, one of them said,
I've seen that look before. You getting ready to take a big dump.
Oh.
The deputy had to force his way into the bathroom to arrest her with force.
This was another quote.
She said she hadn't gone number 2 in 10 days, but today was D-Day.
After he forced himself into the bathroom, that's when the alleged assault... it doesn't need to be alleged. That's when the assault took place. So she was just sitting in the bathroom waiting for him to knock the door down with her ass in the air so she could shoot turds at this guy.
Turd shooter?
That is... You know, we've talked about before how being a cop is a terrible, terrible... It can be a very rough job. I could never be a police officer.
I would never have seen anything like that ever coming in my lifetime.
And they...
Someone shooting a turd at
you. They wouldn't either, yeah. Look at her mugshot, Trudy. Which, honestly, if you were to show me that picture, I probably would have said, oh, she shit on someone.
Oh, she looks like a Simpson.
Like Cletus's wife.
She looks like the cat lady.
There she is, Brandon. Yeah. We'll have to put a picture over on the site.
Okay, let's see. Let's take a look.
Remember the crazy cat lady?
Oh, yes. She does look a little
fly a
crazy.
Kite with a hole in it.
That's too bad. Yeah. I've never used, really thought of using my stool as a weapon.
How could you? How could you shoot it that far?
I could see, maybe taking a dump, picking it up, and throwing it, but she actually tried to...
Like a cannon.
She actually tried to shoot it. Out there. It's
point and shot.
She must have good abs.
Maybe she can poop like that dude who is in the parking structure,
that guy.
That's her.
Yeah, you're right, Trudy. It does look like the crazy cat woman. Yes, it definitely does. But we do know, based on that dude from the parking structure, that some individuals, they can project Ugh. Neon yellow feces, at least 5-6 feet.
What?
And so, you know, maybe she knew that she had this talent and she felt talent. Like this would be...
How do you find out you have a talent like that?
Maybe she works it. She yeah. works on it every day.
Takes a lot of muscles.
Just one of those
very
little...
tight anus.
Just one of those little, little portable basketball hoops over her toilet. So she can,
That's a cool idea.
Shoo.
Oh, start selling those.
I see in the rose underwears.
Oh, the guy in the parking garage is the best.
It is.
What
it's
is
one
that?
Of the, it's one of the greatest videos that YouTube has ever produced.
That guy is the master of efficiency.
I've never.
Never seen the video?
What you're talking about.
Oh, wow. No, well, Brandon will look for it.
Here
he is.
Yeah, here it is. This is actually Cartman's
right there.
All right, so
it's titled Man Takes Explosive Poop.
It's just a video from a parking structure. All you can really see is concrete and then one moped. And then here comes this Cartman looking guy.
Oh, my God.
Sets his bag down.
Shit.
Oh! Oh! And he he shoots it. It's neon green. It's highlighter yellow.
There's a person walking in the background, just not affected.
Grabs a bag, tosses it. One wipe, gone.
I couldn't tell if you were throwing up or laughing. It sounds like you're doing both.
Yes. And now he's looking at it because it's pretty fucking impressive. Picks up his bags and he's gone. Takes one more look at it. Goes, holy shit.
Do you like that he wiped his ass with that bag too and then just threw it?
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's
thug
insane.
Life. That's a thug life.
That's
video.
Incredible.
Oh, my God.
Look, he doesn't have time. He doesn't have time to find a bathroom.
Oh, that is officially hot dog water.
And so I'm assuming that this girl in Kentucky, she has the same skill. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and guess that she can probably shoot it higher since she was arching her butt up.
Oh, poor lady. Poor cop. Poor,
yeah, poor police.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine just how... There's no Silkwood shower you could ever take that would get that out of you.
What's Silkwood?
Oh, Karen Silkwood in the...
Is that what you use if you have feces on your face? Silkwood? Yeah.
That's what they gave Meryl Streep in the movie Silkwood when she was contaminated by radioactivity. Yeah. Sorry. It's a reference.
Oh, it's a good reference. I'm the idiot that didn't know it.
Wow.
Oh, man. You know what wasn't in that parking garage? A Lincoln MKZ. How's that for a transition?
Thank God.
I'm here to talk about Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln. 2019 has arrived at Star Lincoln, already appearing at the 2019 MKCs, and just days away is the debut of the long-anticipated luxury crossover, the 2019 Lincoln Nautilus.
Ooh.
Frank the Strip's going to go to Star Lincoln.
I'm actually kind of pumped about... I wish my leases lined up to get one, because it's like the old Aviator. It's a sharp car.
Oh.
Nautilus comes standard with safety extras that otherwise cost thousands, like 22-way adjustable seats.
Ooh.
Just learning about this right now. Blind spot monitoring. Lane centering technology for continuous steering support. And your phone, we'll set it on the center console, and it charges wirelessly.
Ooh, cool.
If you have the right one. Not those Sexus Apple ones.
That is pretty cool.
The 2019 Lincoln MKC features leases as low as $331 a month. That's very affordable. X and A-Plan customers get even more remarkable savings. Conquest buyers save thousands on the Continental because it is America's favorite luxury sedan. Get the star treatment, the free loaners, free pickup and delivery, the immaculate showroom and service area, and a welcoming staff of sales pros. It's all at Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln. For 50 years, a legendary jewel among Detroit Lincoln dealerships. It's at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield, and you can call our buddy Jimmy D over there, 855-567-STAR. Or if you have internet, unlike us, you can email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com.
Six callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
$331 a month, though, for the MKC. That's not bad.
This Nautilus is really sweet.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
You can make that much money in 5 seconds.
Wow. I've been wondering when it was coming out. So
it's Kiel.
Month of, what?
It's Kiel. Kiel. It's cool.
Like the kids say, K-E-W-L.
Kiel.
I know you're still disgusted by that video that Brandon showed.
Yeah.
I hope you guys can handle another video. It's really, it's pretty rough.
Oh, boy.
You might get ill.
Oh, I'll count on it.
Famous video.
Are you up for it, Brandon?
Yeah, I don't know what you're...
You have a strong... It was on CBS, The Old Man Show. CBS Sunday Morning.
I didn't see
it. You know, another thing that Mark...
Don't look at the TV until I have it queued up. It's pretty rough.
Okay. I actually get nervous because you can watch certain things that I can't watch.
I can watch anything.
You have a stomach for it.
This is bad, though. This is really terrible.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
Tell me when to pot it up.
You can pot it up.
local shelter. Her mom, Carol's a volunteer.
Wait until you see Carrie Underwood's face.
We hardly have ever had a bad dog here.
Oh, what a monster.
Gross.
In some ways.
Carrie's been gone since 2001. But it seems...
That's Carrie Underwood.
Isn't that... She looks like Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, my God.
Hideous.
Freak.
It's so ludicrous that she acted like it was that horrifying of an accident. And get... Remember when she was cute Carrie Underwood who won American Idol and yay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She is just gone to Hollywood land or famous personville, whatever happens to those people where you have this incredibly inflated ego and forget that regular people have stuff happen to them too. So here's, I just want you to hear a bit of the interview and maybe some fake crying.
Part of her has never left.
Are there things that you miss about Chakota?
Oh yeah. I feel like this is the only place that my soul can rest.
Huh?
When I cry. Dang it.
What are your
hormones? It's just when I come here, I can turn off. There's no
Jeez,
other place
why don't you go cry about
like
it?
That. And
I feel bad for her. She can never turn off.
Oh.
Unless she's in the city she grew up in. Then move there.
And she's hideous.
I know. Look at that face. Ugh. Who would like a face? Les Moonves wouldn't put his dick in that face.
I feel like everybody's got that place. Everybody's got that
Every time
feel,
I look at you, I lose
but it's
my
like,
fucking
I sleep
appetite.
When I'm here. Like, I sleep.
She can sleep when she's
but
there.
It's like, I don't get that anyplace else.
Then move there.
Still, there was a world she was beyond Chakota. At Northeastern State University,
she looks
she sang
exactly
a bit
the same as she did when she was in high school
and majored
in college.
In journalism,
yeah, I don't want to
with her sights
that.
On a career in TV news. But that all changed in the summer of 2004 when she tried out for American Idol.
You can
yeah, a little nice Carrie Underwood, nice girl from small town Oklahoma.
And I was hoping through American Idol that at least she would get some face recognition.
At least,
yeah.
Right?
So she might
yeah,
get a
mom's
job
hotter
at
than
one
she
of the
is. Jeez.
In Tulsa.
That was the hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then this happened.
Bo Bice! Carrie Underwood!
I can't believe you remember Bo Bice.
It wasn't Bo. I thought Bo Bice
no,
won then.
It is Bo Bice. I just I couldn't
I
remember his name
Winning
earlier
Idol
today.
It was like launching a country music moon rocket. Jesus, take the
wheel. Oh, gross.
She
look
made
at her.
A hit album, and then a few more. She toured the world, and the awards started piling up.
What a terrible life.
And the ACM Entertainer of the Year is Carrie Underwood.
She also got married in 2010 to NHL hockey star Mike Fisher.
What a freak show.
Had a little boy, Isaiah, started a workout wear line, Kalia, and learned to enjoy her stardom and all that went with it.
Cool. End of story. What else needs to be said?
What does need to be said?
Well, I'm sure this has to have that gruesome injury that caused her to look like Frankenstein.
Exactly, yeah. Mm.
Did they really bring that up?
Yes.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
Face profile.
You can joke about it now, but it was how many stitches?
They said between 40 and 50.
Oh, yeah, we can see.
But as bad as that fall was, it was almost trivial compared to the personal agony she endured last year, all while working on a new album called, appropriately enough, Cry Pretty.
Let's talk about that title track, Cry Pretty. When you talked about it with your fans, you said, I want to make sure I get this right, it speaks to a lot of things that have happened in this past year.
Yeah.
What'd you mean by that?
Becoming a monster.
Here we go. Oh, Lordy.
Horribly disfigured.
Sorry.
Nothing ever happened to you. That's why you can't think of
2017
it.
2017 just wasn't.
Good job, Trudy.
How I imagined it.
In what
oh,
way?
No!
I'd kind of planned that 2017 was, you know, going to be the year that I work on new music and I have a baby. We got pregnant early 2017 and didn't work out.
I'm so
and,
sorry.
Yeah, it happens. And that was the thing in the beginning. It was like, okay.
I feel like a dick now.
Well, but Brandon, here's the thing. That happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And she's pregnant now.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? This is this disconnect.
Well, I didn't know that there was this portion of her story, and that sucks. That hurts really, really bad.
Yeah, but it's not a unique problem because she couldn't make a new album. 2017 didn't work out the way. I think most people would trade their lives with Carrie Underwood.
I know, but no matter how much you got things rolling for you, no matter how rich you are, if you're really looking to have a baby and you miscarry, it's going to fuck you up.
It'll fuck you up. You're right.
Yeah, but it happens to everybody.
And falling on your face.
I understand. It is common. It's 1 in 5 pregnancies.
You know what makes it a little easier, though? Being Carrie Underwood.
$200 million.
That and being able to conceive again.
That's the other part, Trudy.
God, we know this just wasn't your timing, and that is all right. We will bounce back and figure our way through it. And got pregnant again in the spring, and it didn't work out. Got pregnant again, early 2018. Didn't work out.
Now, I will defend her because she got a lot of shit online for getting pregnant at her age now.
Wow. Like, what's the deal? What is all of this? Throughout the whole process, you know, I'm writing and, like, literally, right after finding out that I would lose a baby, I'd have a writing session. I'd be like, let's go. You know, I can't just sit around thinking about this. Like, I want to work. I want to do this because I would literally have these horrible things going on in my life and then have to go smile and like do some interviews or like do a photo shoot or something.
I'm moving over to Team Carrie.
So it was just kind of like,
why?
Well, I thought that this was really going to be her poor me. I fell. I'm disfigured. I'm ugly.
That was part of it.
That's kind of why, you know, I was really throwing a lot of puke jokes and
She looks terrible.
Crying jokes.
Now you feel bad about
that? She looks awful. Look at her. Gross.
But here she is, you know, talking about a year and a half, 3 pregnancies lost. That shit hurts.
Exactly. But it's not unique to her.
But if she's going to be telling a story now in the year 2018 and how she's bouncing back from 2017, you can use that.
Maybe it's the cynical me. To think that is she doing it to maybe sell an album? After all, she can't sleep unless she's at her childhood home.
I've never met anybody who said I can't wait to buy this album because that person miscarried last year.
No, but it creates a story and a narrative.
It does sell music with sympathies, you know, for listeners. You know,
yeah, Brandon's going to come.
Met a lot of women. That Cry Pretty thing, though, that's
capitalizing on the fake face. Well, not fake, but we were led to believe that. She could never show her face again.
Well, she went silent for like a month, and not audio silent. She went visually silent, where you could not see her, but you kept hearing all these things where she's really messed up, and her face is disfigured.
Oh, she is. Look at her. Gross.
And then you see her, and it's like, are you kidding me? You're one of the hottest chicks alive.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
And she says it could also be excruciating.
This is what the song's about, you put this face on for the world.
And sometimes you just can't.
That horrible-looking face. Where...
Okay, well, that, you know.
Jerk, Mark.
No, the point is, I think most people would trade spots with her.
I would. That dude that she's with is handsome.
And they were hard, and it sucked so much. But things are looking better.
All right.
Well, good for you.
Could not have ended better.
I'm slowly moving. I have more. I do have more sympathy for Carrie Underwood after seeing that piece.
The point is, everybody does. I'm sure everybody's sympathetic to that plight. It's just not that unique to her.
Well, it is unique in the fact that, you know, I think just because, like I mentioned, 1 out of every 5 end in a miscarriage. So it is a little common on that front. Yeah. Losing 3 straight isn't common.
Well, it's not just the loss of a baby that you expected. So there's a hormonal sort of roller coaster that is a literal.
And I mean, she's so old now. She's what? Oh my God.
I know, 35. I can't believe. Is she 35?
I think so. Yeah.
True. Is that you? We were talking about geriatric pregnancies.
Oh yeah.
Was that on the podcast? I don't even remember anymore.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was getting a lot of shit, like, oh, boy, it's so irresponsible for it. It's like, really?
That was because of what's-her-name, Bridget Nielsen.
Oh, yeah. Ah.
And the reporter came back and was like, boy, my doctor told me I was a geriatric pregnancy at 34, I think she said.
Ooh.
And they were all like, oh!
Yikes.
Hoda and...
I don't know. She's actually turning this into a positive for her business, which is good, because we do know that it could be an inconvenience for a business.
It's a wonderful thing for the woman. It's a wonderful thing for the husband. It's certainly an inconvenience for a business. And whether people want to say that or not, the fact is it is an inconvenience for a person that is running a business.
Oh, pregnancy?
Yeah.
He's right. It is.
Well, you got to take time off work. And
What's wrong with you women? Can't you stop getting pregnant?
I do wish that, you know, a lot more companies did have, like, that daycare type thing. That'd be cool.
Like Vivid Video?
Unlike
Video. Apple, the horrible sexist Apple?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, they got doggy daycare for my dog.
Who does?
Some places have, you can bring your dog to work. I want to have a therapy baby. My therapy baby.
Other celebrity news, Bieber got married, I guess.
Yeah.
I got an announcement, but I got a push notification on my phone, and I got really mad that...
Oh, well, fake news.
That my phone was telling me that, because I just don't care.
It did strike everyone that way.
And then Matthew Perry apparently has been in the hospital and decided to tell everybody now.
For 3 months?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
For a perforated, what was it? Something in his GI tract.
Yeah, he's probably got a perforated bowel intestine. Yeah.
How does that happen?
So what happens a lot of times when you suffer from a disease like a Crohn's or, any other gastro type thing, what can eventually happen is these little perforations, these really little small holes, they'll cut your intestines. And then your body says, okay, anything coming through your intestines, we're not going to leak shit into your body. So what we're going to do is we're going to, maybe cause an abscess or cause something to collect all that turds that are supposed to be going through your intestines but fall out of these holes. And then... what happens is when that piles up, that makes you really, 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 really sick. And so you have to get surgery to remove it. Sometimes it means cutting out the portion of the intestine, removing an abscess or something like that.
And that diverticulitis?
Yeah, well, that's where the little... why are you getting so deep into the medical aspect of it?
I know a lot about that kind of shit.
All I just thought was that Matthew Perry was probably in the hospital for drugs again. Because when that one lady who ratted him out, didn't she say he was on a roll for 3 months? And here he was in the hospital for 3 months.
Oh.
She said he was on a roll doing crack and.
That's right.
All like, well, he's very infamous for having the painkiller addiction.
But how recent was she dating him? I thought that
it was a while ago.
Yeah, I thought that it was a while back that she had dated that guy. I don't know.
So Matthew Perry broke his social media silence by just saying, 3 months in a hospital bed. Check.
That's so Chandler.
Why? George Michael. Blew $1.2 million on male hookers before his death.
Man, did he live before he died.
He really did. Good for him.
And he's got an album, right?
$1.2 million. Oh, that's right. He does have some...
an album out now.
Posthumously recorded.
Yeah, they're going to release one.
$1.2 million on male escorts in the last 12 years of his life.
Would a dude really need to pay for...
Yes, you're paying for the discretion.
Okay.
This all comes... well, apparently you didn't pay enough for the discretion because gay porn star Paul Stagg told Radar Online that the Careless Whisper singer would see him as often as once a week. The veteran escort said he met Michael through a gay magazine in 2004. And the wham! Star was so terrified his passion for gay prostitutes would be exposed that he wore a ski mask for the first 3 years of their torrid romps.
Ugh, hot. Wait,
he'd wear a mask while doing it?
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
It had to be kind of hot for
kinky.
He wore a disguise, and I had no idea it was him, Stag 49 told Radar. He was just like an average Joe to me. It didn't register that it was George Michael from Wham! So you can never die because everything's going to come out. What's the plan?
So I have questions about that, though.
Yes.
Do you have to, if you're keeping like a male prostitute in the loop... do you then owe them as much money as you would, say, a boyfriend? So it probably paid off to have the guys that he could just pay on a subscription, right? Right?
Yeah, a little bit. But this guy, you don't have to go out with this guy. You can wear a ski mask.
And you don't really, he's not going to, be entitled to any of your fortune or any of that. So.
Well, neither is that boyfriend, that loose-lip boyfriend.
That's true.
That guy's a nut. So,
yeah.
I don't know. He probably should have paid that boyfriend off more. He would have had a little more discretion.
He still had some... how much coin did he have when he died?
I don't know. He had a lot.
Because, yeah, I mean...
even after blowing $1.2 million on gay escorts.
A lot of individuals were kind of fighting over that. Ex-boyfriends. And
yeah. You know, that guy's just a loudmouth. He's not getting anything. That dude.
I don't know.
What?
He likes Strange.
I I guess it didn't affect him because he still had a ton of coin. But I just thought that perhaps, I don't know, if you're a dude and you, your preference is dudes, that you can get laid a lot easier than having to pay for it. But you're right. The discretion, he wanted everything to be quiet.
Yeah, he wanted to wear a ski mask.
That's weird, though.
It's really.
You think he'd be sweating.
That thing probably stunk.
Yeah, because he didn't wash so it after every romp.
For so many reasons.
Well, that was
I hope he washed it.
His mystery sex ski mask and not just the one for going outdoors.
Oh, I don't want to know what's on that. Yeah, what if he ever mixed them up? Oh, shit. I brought my sex ski mask. I meant to bring my skiing ski mask.
Don't wear that outfit again.
What is that smell? Ugh. There's another actor. Who's Lucas Hedges? Who's that dude?
Lucas Hedges?
I guess he was nominated for an Oscar, and he's in some new movie called Boy Erased.
I don't recognize this guy.
Which is about a young man who undergoes conversion therapy. But he decided, while promoting this video, to say, I recognize myself as existing on that spectrum. Not totally straight, but also not gay. And not necessarily bisexual. So now your sexual preference is a spectrum? I just think
nobody knows who the hell he is or she, although they put he, but probably that's a little disguise. That means it's she.
I guess he was in Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, Manchester by the Sea. He was also in Lady Bird, which was really big. Three Billboards.
Good movie. Both of those are good movies.
Which is really big. Aside from those, he was in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
He was?
Mm-hmm. He played a pump attendant. But I don't know any of these other movies. He's young. He's 21 years old.
Dustin Johnson and Paulina Gretzky are split. Remember we were looking at her Instagram?
Yes.
And we were like, hey, where's Dustin Johnson at?
He got scrubbed.
Apparently it's for some other chick, and they've identified her. Socialite Yassi Safai, age 39. Which, Paulina Gretzky's 29, and one of the hottest chicks. Why would you risk everything for her?
You think she's crazy, though?
Paulina Gretzky? Oh, absolutely. Probably. Isn't that part of the excitement of it?
Yeah, I don't know. She's wild. She is so hot, though.
And she knows it.
What is the name of this chick? I want to look her up.
I already threw it away.
Oh. Why would you break up with her?
Oh, her name is Yassi.
Yeah, Safai, S-A-F-A-I.
All right.
She's not ugly or anything, but she's no Paulina Gretzky.
Yeah, that's the thing is Paulina Gretzky was kind of the pinnacle of the golf wags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There's that chick.
Okay. She's,
her kids are named River and Tatum.
Who?
Taint?
Gretzky's?
Yes.
Really?
River Jones Johnson and Tatum Gretzky Johnson.
Wow. I don't know. Yassi looks pretty damn good in some of these pictures.
There's another. Do you know who former hockey player Tim Brent is, age 34?
Tim Brent. It doesn't ring a bell, which if he's 34, he probably wasn't.
Played for the Maple Leafs. He's getting shit online now because he posted a picture of the bear that he killed on a hunt. And, of course, he's being attacked for that now, even though it was all legal.
Yeah. The thing is with these, because they pop up every once in a while, if you're a big game hunter, if you love to hunt, and there's a lot of individuals, especially in the northern states, that do this, you just don't post a picture about it.
I don't get why anybody posts a picture about anything. But you know you're not going to win if you do that.
Remember that dentist?
Oh, yeah. That one is bullshit, too, because a lot of those reserves where people hunt, that's one of the only way they can do animal conservation.
Yeah.
So
we need to conserve lions. Maybe bears. I don't know, because bears are also getting in people's swimming pools and stuff.
Bears are going to kick some ass. But, yay.
But it's legal.
I want to see the bear to have an Instagram whenever he eats a person.
Oh, that'd be great. Like Timothy Treadwell.
He posts.
Mr. Chocolate ate him and then pooped him out.
Yes, that could be the first instance of a bear posting on Instagram.
Bears are smarter than that, though. They know they don't want to waste their time with it.
Bears are insane, though. I wouldn't mess with one of those. I wouldn't want to hunt one either because they're quick. They can come and get you, and they can eat the shit out of you. I know a lot of individuals that I worked with.
Why is this guy getting attacked for doing... I mean, it's legal. I don't like it. I'm not a hunter. I don't... You know, it's mainly because I don't want to ever go outside. But I have no problem with it. It's as long as it's legal.
Guys that I know that I worked with who every year they would put in for the tag, I guess. And it's really difficult to get. It's kind of like a lottery. You don't get one every year, but when you get one, you want to get yourself a bear and you want to get it stuffed and you want to throw it in your basement and you're proud of it, or you want to turn it into a rug or whatever.
Well, don't tell the star of Sherlock Amanda Abington because her post underneath his post is, "You are a cunt, a stupid, inbred, unfeeling piece of shitty cunt."
Oh, that's not nice.
Wow.
And then he was getting death threats too, which is.
I saw Ricky Gervais jumped on him too.
Well, he has a gun, so I don't. Well, can he defend himself?
I mean, they'd rather he dies than the bear.
Well, it's not like the bear and him were in a face-off and only one person could walk out alive.
Yeah, well, that's how it should work.
I'm still stuck on Yassi.
Yeah, and Paulina Gretzky. The other hockey player in the news, of course, is Zetterberg.
Yes. Shit, I forgot.
Zetterberg is he's hanging up the skates.
Yes.
Mainly because of how bad his back is. Is he underappreciated?
I think so. I think that Zetterberg has been a pinnacle of the Red Wings since 2003. Obviously, I grew up with him and Datsyuk being that 1-2 punch. You know, right now, you know, kids will see Toews and Kane. They'll see Crosby and Malkin. For me, it was
Larkin,
Zetterberg, and Datsyuk. They picked it up right when, you know, guys like Yzerman had left, and they won a cup.
Yeah,
and you can't forget that in 2008, Henrik Zetterberg was the best player in that playoffs. He was killing every single penalty, including that massive 5-on-3 in Game 5 or whatever. He also scored the game-winning goal, the cup-clinching goal, didn't he?
Yeah.
And, you know, he had the back issue the last couple of years. He wasn't that good, but I'll always remember him as a fantastic player.
He played in every game last year, and he never practiced. That's how bad his back was. He skipped practice, but he still managed to play in every single game.
Yeah,
for a terrible team.
Wow. I mean, he still wants to play, but unfortunately, the back it will not get better with rest. It will not get better with surgery. There's nothing he can do.
I always liked him. Plus, man, he grew a great beard.
He did.
He did.
Solid fucking beard.
We ran into him at a brunch place in Birmingham last year.
Oh.
2 years ago.
Oh, what were you doing at a brunch place?
We went there for it was either Kristen's birthday. It was Kristen's birthday. She wanted to have brunch with her friends.
Why'd you have to go then?
Well, her best friend went, another one of her friends went, and then there was her boyfriends and me. So, yeah, we all went together, and we were really the only people in this brunch place, and we're sitting down, and I noticed this dude sitting by himself, and I'm like, okay, I know who that guy is. Who is that dude? And then it dawned on me, that's Nyquist from the Red Wings. Yeah. And here comes Zetterberg, and he sits down next to him. So we're sitting at the bar, so there's us six, and then just those two in the entire restaurant. And I kept telling Kristen, who loves Zetterberg, she's always had a huge crush on him. I said, "Go over there, just say hi. I like you. It's my birthday.
I like you.
Yeah,
that's no, all I like the do. Way you think. Yeah."
And it was kind of awkward because we were like a loud, rowdy bunch at brunch. They had just come in from they had a night game before in like Vancouver or something, and so you can tell that they're pretty wiped out. But we kept making eye contact with them. But we never said anything to them. So it was kind of awkward in a way. But that's my Zetterberg story.
And she never went to say hi?
When she went to go take a dump, I said, on your
way. I didn't know that Kristen took a dump.
I said, on your
way.
I'm sorry. No, she just went to use the bathroom. But I knew that Mark would have tossed
her nose.
Yeah. So when I said, hey, when you go to the bathroom or when you come back, just say hi. Tell him hello. And then she couldn't do it. She got too nervous.
I wouldn't be able to do that. Would you?
I did it in Traverse City I've told you this, with Chelios, but that was at
that's a bar situation.
It was like 2:30 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
I walked up to him and said, you're an inspiration. He was like, yeah, okay. Get out of here.
Brandon, there's only one player left from the 2002-2003 team. Do you know that?
Cronwall?
Yeah, which makes sense. He's always a little, he's always slow.
Yeah, he hasn't played well in a while either. No,
that's why he's slow to leave, too.
I did see that they put the HZ on their helmets, at least
cool.
For this training camp. I'm not sure if they'll do that through the season, but I don't know. I'm going to look back
dude.
And always look pretty favorable on him. A lot of people are mad at Datsyuk because of the way he went out, but I'm always going to remember, you know, seeing things I've never seen before with hockey with him. So.
Yeah, both those guys.
So yeah, it's a new era. I mean, who the hell takes the helm now? Will it be Larkin? Hell, will it be Helm?
That's what a lot of people are saying, Larkin.
You're gonna have to really, really draft well, and Yzerman might be coming back now. I think that's
pretty
much done.
Knock it off.
I think it's done. I think it's easy. He left. What is that? Last week, he told the Tampa Bay Lightning that he's done. He's going to be moving back to Detroit, And so I think this season he's going to be quote-unquote special operations for the Lightning because he's under contract.
Yeah,
and then I think the following year he takes over in some
manner. That's got to be easy for Ken Holland.
Ken Holland has it. He had his glory years.
I agree. I know what you're going to say. I agree with you, but still.
He hasn't done shit in the last 10.
He's got
10.
That shadow. No, I know.
You know, it's time for him to move on.
Regarding Zetterberg, I think Mitch said it best.
Oh, boy.
Off sails the captain. Off sails the ship. What a long and amazing voyage it was.
Thank you, Mitch.
He actually talked to...
Shut up, baby dear.
He talked to Zetterberg, so... It was not a bad article for Mitch. And the comments were available because I was reading them, and most of the comments were about, oh, we're allowed to comment on this story. People are commenting on the comments about how they're not allowed to comment on other stories with Mitch. Because some columns you're allowed to put comments up and others you're not, because he actually put two columns together today. And the other one, I don't think you can comment because the other one is basically an ad for his new book launch that he's doing while he's telling you about all the great stuff he does in Haiti, which is good stuff.
Holy shit.
I don't know why. You know, you're a dick if you question it, but he's having another book launch, and lots of famous people are coming.
Oh, good. And he has that popcorn line, which it is for a charity, but... I had some in my mouth at Plum Market before I realized it was his.
And before some nosy guy told you what it was.
And then I wasn't sure what to do with it. Do I swallow Mitch's popcorn? Or
that is also the theme of the book being launched, The Next Person You Meet in Heaven. A sequel to the first novel I ever wrote called The Five People You Meet in Heaven. Everyone who attends, this is his column, everyone who attends gets a free signed book with their ticket. And all proceeds go to the Chica Fund. Which is a good fun.
I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
But this is where the pitch about the book launch kind of loses me. You might ask, why a book launch? Aren't book launches usually soirees at swanky New York restaurants with congratulatory toast and photos and media? To what I answer is, I don't know.
Right.
You tell me, you're the one that has all these book launches. I don't know what a book launch. No one knows what a book launch is supposed to be because no one goes to them. Well, yes. And in the beginning of my career, I was honored to have a couple of those. I felt foolish. A lot of money was being spent on a party for a book that no one has even read yet. It didn't make sense.
Quiet.
And I don't live in New York.
Quiet.
So starting with the Five People novel, I began launches as charity events, which is, once again, that's nice.
Shut your fucking talk hole!
Over the years, folks from Tony Bennett to Ernie Harwell to Hank Azaria to J.K. Simmons and Michael Bolton have taken various causes in my behalf.
Quiet.
So I'm glad he's selling another book to help charity.
Thank you, Mitch.
Don't you dare comment on it, because you can't.
Well, Drew's not here, so.
Hey, yeah, by the way, he texted. Surprising. How far in are we? Should we wrap? We're getting close.
We're 2:10, but I got some things I still want to roll on.
Oh, really?
Because they won't be brought up tomorrow.
Huh?
All right, I'll do a rapid fire. Did anybody go to the Renaissance Festival?
No.
Okay, well, if you did, you probably got hepatitis A. You probably got AIDS.
Why is Hep A all over the place?
I know.
Every week there's a story about Hep A.
I know. Someone has it. There's some typhoid Hep A.
Is this because people aren't getting vaccinated? Can you get vaccinated against Hep A?
You can, actually. And every time I go on Rite Aid, they're like, do you want a vaccine for something?
Yes. One all.
This was a Hep A, and the other day was, you know, you can get a flu half the vaccine.
They offer you. Might as well get them.
And I know what you're thinking, Trudy. What is Hep A?
What is Hep A, Mark?
Hepatitis A cases have been sweeping.
Okay, Dr. Oz.
People who were possibly exposed but unable to get vaccinated, because this is the story you're talking about, Brandon, the Renaissance Festival.
Don't you stupid kids know the diseases you can catch?
Right.
Had a Hep A, so if you were unable to get vaccinated by Saturday, you should watch for symptoms like abdominal pain.
My dick is on fire.
Oh.
Abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea,
ooh,
dark urine, clay-colored stool.
Oh.
Sorry.
What color?
She even gets the nasty BD.
Clay-colored.
Orange?
Clay?
I know, orange or gray.
Or clay.
I've seen orange clay. I've seen gray clay. Seen brown clay.
Brown clay. Brown.
Fever, chills, yellow skin, and eyes, you know, jaundice. So, The virus is shed in feces and most commonly spread between people through unclean hands that are contained with feces.
Makes complete sense at the Renaissance Festival. All they have is that whole line of
feces.
Hit toilets.
Yeah, that's right by the jousting, and you have to go in there.
Wash your hands, man.
Yeah, I've stooled many times in those, and it sucks every time. Oh, real quick,
Brandon is obsessed with feces.
I do have a feces story. I left this before we went and saw White Boy Rick on Friday.
Yes.
Somebody take a dump?
Well, I had to use the bathroom at Chili's.
Oh. I don't know why. I'm sure it was nice, but that just sounds gross.
And it was a nice. Everything yes. was clean.
I don't know why it sounds gross.
It just does sound gross.
But I did finish up in the toilet, and then I went back, and we were about to leave. And they have those things on the table that you type in now. You can order your drinks through, you pay now. Well, it asks you to do a survey. Oh. And I decided, hey, you know, Kristen's wrapping up dessert. I'll do the survey. And this is the review that I had to leave. I'll let you read it, Mark.
Oh, okay. Here you go. Are there any final comments you'd like to make regarding your visit? The stall doors in the bathroom have huge gaps. I made eye contact with some rando while I stooled.
Yeah, I had to submit.
Did you really?
I had to submit that to Chili's.
Is that guy, who's this guy you made eye contact with?
I don't know. I don't think he meant to do it. He just walked in, and your eyes go to that gap, and then your eyes go to somebody's
what
eye.
What if he sent in on the survey? What if he did the survey and wrote, I love the gaps in the doors. I made some awesome eye contact with the guy on the shitter.
Thank you.
It was very romantic.
Did he put his foot over in your stall? Yeah, that's the sign, you know.
And tap.
He actually wasn't using the stalls. He was just peeking? No, it's just that's what was bad about the gaps. When you open up, you kind of make eye contact with anybody that you walk into, like when you walk in that door.
What is he doing in the bathroom then if he's not using it?
No, he used a urinal. Oh. He used a urinal.
We got an email from someone who went to the Renaissance Fair.
Oh.
And
how was it?
Man, she hit the ball out of the park here. Because the subject is Drew's nightmare scenario. Just picture Drew in this scenario, because I don't think I could. Drew's nightmare scenario would be what I experienced today. Waiting in line at the Renaissance Festival in this heat while watching lots of bare skin. Everything was a little big. Sorry, I feel bad saying it, but it's true. And on the bare rolls of skin were giant green blobs everywhere. I couldn't help but think that this scenario would be close to Drew's worst nightmare. Am I close? Yes. Any one of those would be his nightmare, really.
I couldn't see him going to that festival. Yeah. I have a good time there because they have that big chicken thing you like to eat, and they give you big beers, and you get to drink them, and you get to throw hatchets. So I think it's kind of fun.
To throw hatchets.
I like the tomato thing.
Yeah, I've had a good time there for sure, but I cannot see Drew doing that or enjoying it.
I think he went, Trudy, didn't he, in the early days, didn't they broadcast from that?
Yeah, we did.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Because they were all the wenches. I remember they brought wenches into the old Riff mm-hmm. studios.
Yeah, they actually used to do that. That was sort of fun, but.
Wenches with big old boobs.
Oh, yeah.
We went one year, and I put Zeus in jail so many different times. God, he's so mad, and he remembers to this day being put into jail. You can send him to jail.
He clearly was misbehaving.
An ale. Of course, in his head, he wasn't. But
Trudy and Zeus are walking through the Renaissance, and here she's like, hey, Zeus.
Oh, if you like prison food and penis.
Get in there.
I thought it was maybe good to teach him. That's that scared straight thing.
Yeah. Well, he's never gone to jail for real, has he?
No.
No, because of your great parenting. Because
I made him go to jail. Renaissance Fair jail.
Another email. I'm way behind. Just heard you give Maz shit for a suggestion to unplug the modem to fix an internet issue. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Made me laugh because I work in the autonomous vehicle field. I'm a moron, but the people I work for are brilliant. Fun fact, when shit goes wrong with the cars, the advice from the brains are to reboot it.
Right.
So Maz suggested the same things from... that MIT would do. Well, that's kind of the joke because that's what everyone says to do is to reboot it.
And in fact, when I did work in IT, I would say 90% of all my calls were just reboot.
Yeah. And it solved the problem.
It's so standard. The problem is individuals don't try to restart it themselves. They reach out to a help desk, they reach out to the IT guy, and then the IT guy comes and it's going to be standard practice to just try that right away just to see what happens.
Of course. Trudy, you need to record outgoing messages for those people.
I should do that.
To control, delete it.
It's something they pounded in our head lots when we worked at the radio station.
Oh, Drew just texted. He's 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess we're staying on for another 20 minutes.
Oh, really? Does he really want to make an appearance?
I think because he was listening to the Lions game, which, surprise, surprise, the Lions lost.
They did.
Oh.
Yes. There's a
they
very.
Do that.
They covered the spread, though, Trudy, so your bet was good.
Oh, good.
Because they were getting 6 points.
Yeah. I'm going to have to shake down all those ladies. Women. What were we?
Women. You were females. Very well behaved yoga women.
Here's when Trudy was on Jeopardy.
NFL Teams 400.
Wide receiver Michael Irvin.
Oh, no.
Played for the Dallas Cowboys.
No. NFL Teams 2.
I would know that.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green.
Do you know who Mean Joe Green played for?
Yeah, Steelers.
Hey.
Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Yvonne.
NFL Teams 6.
Running back Marcus Allen.
Driftwood.
Oh, I got that. Yeah, Driftwood. San Diego.
Anupama.
Anupama.
Oakland. What is Colorado Rockies?
Colorado Rockies.
Dennis or Yvonne? Who are the Los Angeles Raiders?
He thinks he's cool because he has a beard now.
I know. He needs to get over his beard.
Yeah, it's a cool beard.
But the Lions lost, I guess, because of some holding penalty. Because, you know, if they didn't get that bad holding penalty, they would have won.
Yeah, just that one play.
So over them. A lot of people emailed in the just look at this guy. He's got a new video,
yeah,
too. Should we play that or should we wait? Save it for tomorrow.
Don't we have a phone call to make to
kill
time while we're waiting for Drew?
Oh, we can try that for sure. In terms of Ed Bassmaster, just look at it. I still got to chop that up. I do want to do some editing to it. It has a musical background, which kind of sucks for drops.
Are you
going
to do like a mashup?
There's
a track behind it.
There's a track behind it. Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
We should reach out to him and see if we can get the raw audio.
Yeah.
Z Hall Financial Hotline.
19 days, right?
Yeah.
Pretty soon they're going to like get at this point where it's...
I would tell you more, but I don't know where I put the read.
Okay, so this is Julia.
Sorry. Yes, this is the lady that wears the same dress, quote-unquote, even though she has two of them, to prove a point to middle schoolers who could not give a shit about it. And her point is that the fashion industry...
I remember us being very mean in middle school, so...
Well, they all are. Everybody made fun of their teachers.
Yeah. Don't wear that outfit again.
He's not picking up.
Good tune.
I got one more number for her. She's obviously...
Trudy, you need to leave an outgoing message for her because she doesn't know how to.
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Julia.
No, I mean, you need to record it for her.
Oh.
She doesn't know how to.
Moonves.
It's
Hello.
Right.
This is Julia Moonves.
You're calling about my stupid dress. Hang up.
I'm going to call the
Try
other number.
Try the other one.
Her phone.
They do it over there, but we don't do it here.
Beep, beep. There's also really interesting school news out of Texas, which I don't think I would have ever have said that line in my life.
Still school in Texas? It's encouraging. What are they teaching now, though?
It's not what they're teaching. It's what they're not teaching anymore.
Science.
That's been kind of the argument with the Texas Board of Education is... turning back the clock on some of the science type curriculum.
Science has no place in school.
Kind of.
How ridiculous is that?
Well, one of the things they wanted to change was the cause of the Civil War.
Oh.
They wanted to take slavery out of it and change it to states' rights.
God dang it. All right, she's not picking
it was
up.
States' rights to own slaves.
Right.
No, but what they did now is they've dropped the mandatory teaching of some historical figures, namely Hillary Clinton and Helen Keller.
Why Helen Keller?
Well, I got to say this about Helen Keller. What? I don't know if there's big Helen Keller fans out there, but why do we have to learn about her anyway?
She's like the white boy Rick of her time.
In a
overcoming adversity sort of a way. Because probably everybody's like, what the heck, who cares? But
I know, but the example's so extreme, it's almost unbelievable.
What didn't she...
What do you know about Helen Keller? She was blind and deaf.
Yeah.
Right, but wasn't she one of the first people to sort of integrate into society?
Yeah, she got her degree in
public way.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Before that, they were institutionalized.
Are there other people we can... learn about? I'm with the Texas board here. I don't see why.
Well, I mean, how much are you really learning about her in school? You might hear the name, they tell you the story, and it's 5 minutes and gone.
Apparently, it's 40 minutes worth, because that's what they said. The teachers are saving 40 minutes by not teaching kids about Helen Keller.
I mean, I think it's pretty impressive that an individual.
Of course it is. We can all agree on that.
I get to
communicate.
40 minutes is a lengthy time to tell that story.
Doesn't she have her own play?
The Miracle Worker.
Yeah.
Starring
Patty Duke.
Patty Duke, that's right.
Aston.
Isn't that what she does? Spills the soup and everything.
I know. That show, which, by the way, millennials, Gen Z, no one would ever watch it because it's black and white.
Oh, yeah. God,
But that story was disturbing to me because she was tearing stuff off of like the tables and throwing them on the floor. And I always felt like, who's going to clean that up?
That would be the easiest acting gig ever.
You're right. It would be
pretty. You should have no lines.
Well, she had to yell, like Helen Keller apparently yelled.
I mean, it's not like, what's his name, playing the Elephant Man.
Oh, who played the Elephant
Man? Bradley Cooper.
Oh, that version.
All he did was... he arched his back a little bit, put his arm out, and then moved his face like this.
Well, have you seen the real Elephant Man, the first one?
Didn't look like sexy-ass Bradley Cooper.
No, not at all. Oh, you're talking about when he did the play.
Yeah, look at this.
Yeah, I remember now. I remember that, yeah.
Okay.
60 Minutes did a big piece on that and how amazing he was to transform his body.
You look like some freak. No.
Yeah, that guy's hideous. Ugh.
That's because Bradley
Cooper...
You
should probably have sex with Carrie Underwood.
Elephant Man Bradley Cooper is way hotter than me.
Bradley Cooper would never do what Matthew McConaughey does, and that is make himself look super ugly in order to prove a point. Oh, he did in... what is that movie, though, where he was a loser and he took the...
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, Limitless. Yeah.
But I thought he was hot and sexy in that one, too.
Limitless, did he?
Yeah, he did. He started out, he looked homeless. Because they had to make the big contrast.
What,
because
he had long, sexy hair? Is that why?
Yeah, it's kind of like She's All That, where they just put her hair down and take the glasses off. And
holy shit.
And brighten the lens or the colors in the background or something like that, because... Yeah. Take a look at it. No, it's true. He was...
Oh, Bradley Cooper.
Pull up a picture of Bradley Cooper in that movie, in Limitless. I'm very intrigued by it.
Oh, let's see.
Great movie, by the way.
It was disgusting.
I don't see it.
Trudy, what are you talking about? Why am I defending how hot Bradley Cooper looks in Limitless?
This is it. That's the picture. Look, this. He looks. He's.
Oh, what a monster.
He's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, break.
That's the thing. He just didn't cut his hair. And he's got a little bit of a stubble.
He didn't wash it for a couple of days, and he's wearing gray. I don't know. It's disturbing because he's not his usual beautiful self.
Oh, he's so handsome. Look at him. Just look at him.
There's a new serial killer. Did you guys see the new serial killer?
Hey, the last one was the guy from Toronto.
They just caught this guy. Oh, that Toronto story's wild. No one talks
about
that.
That story is still unfolding because they're still finding bodies in the properties that he owns, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So we'll hear more about that at a later time. Go ahead with your new...
The new one is the Border Patrol agent. And I didn't even know that there was a serial killer down in Texas, Laredo, Texas. Mm-hmm. But this guy was on a 2-week killing spree, killed 4 sex workers, one a tranny, by the way, which was probably a surprise to him. But he was going to work for the Border Patrol, and everybody's like, heads up for this, you know, this serial killer is on the loose. He's killed, I think at that time, it was 3 bodies they knew of, all buried at the same spot. And they caught him because a 5th girl got away from him.
Ooh.
Damn. The one that got away.
Let's see. Where's that? All the murders took place when he was off duty in his own car. A white 4-door Dodge truck. Why do we have to know the brand of the car? He was outed after he picked up a 5th woman who later escaped his clutches while half-clothed, and she alerted police. He tore her blouse, and she ran away from his vehicle. She became suspicious of him. This is the wild part. After asking him about the serial killings in Laredo.
Whoa.
So his reaction to that must have been like, that's me. You're looking at him. And then she freaked out and left. She had gone willingly with him, but then once that hit that, she took off and was at a gas station. Thankfully, a trooper was there, so she went right to the trooper, and they busted the guy. I know.
Juan David Ortiz Moonves?
Yeah, apparently you get 3 names. Well, you do get 3 names if you're a killer.
Yes.
Is he hot?
Well, you tell me. Yeah. I mean, you think Bradley Cooper...
He's no Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh. No, he's not very hot.
No. Just looks like your standard dude.
He's the intel supervisor for Border Patrol.
Really?
35 years old.
Yeah, married, too, I believe, with a family, but decided to kill prostitutes instead. In other murder news, I've never liked mariachi bands, and here's another reason to lie. Did you see the mariachi story? Did you see that, Brandon?
No, but I hate mariachis.
There's a big celebration going on in Mexico City, and I don't even know who the victims were or who they were trying to kill, but a mariachi band pulled out some guns and decided to shoot a bunch of people. They killed 4 and wounded 9.
It's a mariachi gang?
They were undercover as a mariachi band.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. They're having their Independence Day festivities.
Really?
Yeah, and so people are wearing mariachi costumes.
I saw Trump wish them a happy Independence Day.
He did?
Yeah. It got some responses on
Let me guess. Nobody liked it.
Oh, gee, negative one? Once again, pick your battles. What's so wrong with wishing them happy Independence Day?
Yeah. But were they skilled mariachi performers?
No, they were murderers dressed as mariachis, and then they made their escape on, little motor scooters.
Oh, so cool.
except for the murder part, murder. But yeah.
They chase us on the scooters.
All right. Well,
this Bruce MacArthur guy lived.
Who?
Isn't it the Toronto serial killer?
Oh, yeah, you're looking up at that guy.
Yep, that one is.
He's a gay guy, too, gay serial killer.
Oh, so he's gay and hated gays?
Yes.
They started out with 5 victims, then it went to 6, then 7, then 8, then 9. I mean, it just keeps climbing and climbing and climbing. What he would do is he would meet up with these guys. I think he was a dominant or something like that, so he'd have his way with them.
What's that, Brandon?
Then kill them. I don't know, just reading a story. And then what he was doing, he owned some properties or something like that.
Wasn't he into landscaping?
Yes, and so he would bury the bottom, but the bodies underneath, trees that he would plant and stuff like that. So they kicked people out of their homes that they were living to...
Dig
up the yards and stuff like that. Some people weren't able to go home for months while they were just digging and finding more bodies.
Would you have to move if that happened to you? If they dug it Brandon, we got to dig up a yard and they found 5 dead bodies. Would you have to move? Would that bother you enough?
Would I have to move? No. If they maybe found something in my house, perhaps, but,
Would you have to move, Trudy?
Yeah, I'd go. I'd be out.
I wouldn't.
No. I mean,
I don't think it'd bother me.
You'd never wonder if that little raised area in your backyard were Frank.
I'd probably
the gay guy
who
fell.
I'd probably
under
wonder
the charms of.
I'd probably plant my vegetable garden there.
Oh,
as a memorial,
good fertilizer.
As a memorial, not for the good fertilizer.
Oh, that's creepy. Because then when you're biting into your celery, you're really biting into.
Oh, I'm joking. Frank. I'm joking about that part. But I like my house. I like its location. So if somebody who's not me buried a dead body there, why would it bother me?
Oh well, he is.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to run through a couple things.
Haunting.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. We made it through one of your rapid fires.
I'm going to do really fast and not even let you guys. All right, so it's revealed
that
the dude.
Good luck with that.
The dude that was shot and killed in the comfort of his own home in Texas by the police officer. They found marijuana in his pocket in the comfort of his own home.
Yeah.
Oh.
So why is that even relevant, that he's got weed inside his house and then someone comes in his house and shoot him? So that's
it's
ridiculous.
Not. By the way, they do have key cards there. Remember we were talking about that?
Right. How the hell did that happen?
And we were wondering, because we had heard conflicting reports that she didn't have her keys, but then she had a key card. But they do actually have key cards there. So it seems pretty simple that they'd be able to look at it and go, yeah, she tried to get in that room, or no, she didn't.
Moving on in rapid fire.
Sorry.
The captain of the yacht that Natalie Wood died on, he went on Dr. Phil on Friday. He said Robert Wagner killed her. Duh. So Robert Wagner's a murderer.
Thanks for speaking up now, dude.
Jamil Hill had left. She leaves ESPN. Fire. That's official. She left it last week, at the end of last week. Eminem is super sorry for the lyrics that he wrote way back in the day. Way back in like a month ago.
About what?
He called Tyler, the Creator, a faggot in one of his lyrics in this new album that he put out, Kamikaze. So he's super sorry about that. Not about the lyrics about murdering his baby mama. Not about calling his mom
that's art.
Names.
It's just a song.
He has to come out and say he's sorry because the LGBTQ community is very upset with him. There's also that weirdo who's pretending to be special needs to get diaper changes around here.
Oh, this dick.
In these parts? Really?
No, he's in Arizona.
Oh.
Oh, I was.
Of course.
Okay. He's in Arizona.
A 30-year-old man, and he put ads out, which is kind of genius of him. The ads he posts is a woman named Amy.
I used to change that guy's diaper.
And he just wanted caregivers to change his diaper and bathe him, and he pretended to have Down syndrome, which my first thought was, they don't wear diapers.
No, they don't.
They don't know how to use the bathroom.
They also have physical traits that you can tell when someone has it or not.
Very recognizable, yeah. But apparently not to the three caregivers that fell for his trick. You want to know how they became suspicious?
Tell us. Please.
He would aggressively state that he needed to be cleaned better in certain areas. So he had the wherewithal to say, you gotta clean my butthole a little better or my dick. Ew. And then they thought that was a little suspicious. So one of the caregivers actually followed him home and then later knocked on the door and his parents answered. And they said, no, he doesn't have Down syndrome. What are you talking about? He doesn't need assistance going to the bathroom.
Hi, Mommy.
He doesn't need assistance bathing. And I just picture him in the back going, Mom! You're ruining it!
There is no bathroom!
You're ruining my scam, Mom! 30 years old, having people change his diapers. So his response was, I do have low IQ.
Yeah.
My mom and dad both have paperwork to prove it.
Yeah.
And started talking to my dad about
the paperwork?
I don't know. That he's an idiot? I started talking to my dad about getting me some help and getting me a counselor.
Yeah.
Oh. What a nut job.
Slow down on that.
God, he should be forced to always wear his own diaper and change himself.
The only thing
in
I
front
left,
of people.
What a weird kink.
Only thing I have left was I gave you guys a video of a really cool Dukes of Hazzard van jump. So
what?
Just for you guys, take a look at that when you get a chance. And then Volkswagen is getting rid of the Beetle.
I don't believe that, by the way. No. I don't believe they are.
No, I think they're just ending it for the 20. Like there won't be a 2020 model, but they'll probably come out in 2025 or something.
Yeah, they're releasing the final edition one, and then I don't know, like a Kiss concert, they're going to bring it back after they retire it. Can't get rid of the Beetle.
Oh.
That's all I got.
They've sold more cars in the world, haven't they, than any other company? Volkswagen?
Sure.
Slugbug.
I wouldn't know, yeah. Well, just say it with confidence.
That
Drew.
Game used to be so much
actually,
trouble.
In deference to our friends at the car companies that we love.
Car of the Nazis.
It's not important. It's true. Not important
what's
to be
the
know,
car of the Nazis?
A know-it-all about the Nazi car.
Jeez.
We're getting
to bring the Nazis into it. We're
giving up.
It was their car.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll play the outro music.
Hitman designed it.
Oh, Drew's going to come in like 2 minutes. He's going to be so bummed that he missed.
It's been 20 minutes since he texted, and he's not going to come. No one's listening anymore anyway. Except for Pastor Mo.
Oh, did you turn him on to the podcast? I told all the girls
the
to get away there. To listen. That
what? They weren't already?
I know.
What a bunch of girls.
Kind of doubt.
Listening to the podcast, it's along with them. So we will. He will be here tomorrow. He should be here now, judging by his recent text. I'm sure he wanted to talk about the Lions. There's really nothing to say about them. They're 0-2. Yeah. Nobody expected him to win this.
Patricia's going to get a lot of shit.
Yeah, he should, rightfully so. But it is just two games. Hey, you know, what would happen if he went and like decided? Okay. Beard is gone, pencil's gone. I'm going to look the part of a head coach now.
Maybe.
He can't do that. He has to dig in now.
And no.
Because it really has nothing to do with it. It just looks ridiculous.
Why don't you see a coach wearing a suit like the old days?
Somebody
should bring that back.
Someone did. The San Francisco 49ers had a coach that just recently wore a suit.
Oh, really?
But most of them can't because they're sponsored and they have to wear the sponsor's clothing.
Well, they need to get sponsored by Men's Warehouse.
They're going to like the way you coach. I guarantee it.
Why not? Actually, they should wear full pads like a baseball manager.
Yeah.
I think it's so childish that baseball managers wear a uniform.
I want to see somebody like Pat Riley wearing a basketball jersey
shorts. And tank. All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast. That's all I got.
I'm
burnt.
I guarantee it.